someone's going to get offended. It's just the way the world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
Well, here it is. We got fired, all of us.
Hold on. I can sing the song. I think I know how it goes.
Do it.
I don't even remember the way it goes.
Do you want me to sing a song?
No. How does the whole thing start? We sing, we hear it every year for 20-some-odd years.
We are the mighty monsters.
No.
We want you all to see.
It's somehow...
Morning. Live. Next. Oh. On Real Radio 104.1. The Monsters in the Morning. Next. On Real Radio 104.1.
Angel's about to throw a hammer through it.
I don't have the intro.
There's no intro!
We kind of are. I can introduce you guys.
Next.
All right, play a rock song, and I'll just do the thing.
All right.
Whoa, what about that? Like,
we just punch and move, man. That's cool. We'll just roll with the punches. Oh, that's not working either.
Hold on.
Okay. See, we've been off for a little while, so, you know, things are different probably.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, y'all?
You got it?
All right, you wanted the best, you got the best. Let's talk show in the morning anywhere in the country. Oh, that's a good song. And look, you got a choice right now. You can either roll over and go back to sleep or get up and go to work. If you can roll over and go to sleep, I would suggest it because, bam, it's cold out there. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program. And with everyone this morning, we're going to do this until 11 o'clock. Here's the current rugby champion of Palanca, Florida, Dirty Jim.
Hello.
Our producers are Angel Boom, Angel Rivera.
You love
them. Man to my right, Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
Good time, never stop, baby.
And Savannah Gator Entertainers here.
Can we open every show like that?
Because
that was awesome. Well,
you know
I like this song.
I'm going to tell you what probably happened is they had to change it from 2017 to 2018, and it's probably under a new thing, and we didn't know. And we work, you know, today is Work the Kinks Out Day.
That song was cool, though.
You know? Oh, yeah, it's a little
Motley Crue.
It's
a love, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Today's Work the Kinks Out Day, you know? Back from vacation, people were freaking out yesterday, like, how come you guys aren't already back? I had to go to work.
I thought we were back yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I actually was reading Facebook and saw that Jack had made a comment to somebody else and said, hey, we'll see you Wednesday. I'm like, Wednesday?
You literally never listen when we talk, do you?
No.
You don't listen to a goddamn word we say.
Well, I didn't know it was Wednesday.
Oh, there we go. Oh, there we go. There we go. You had a monster
this game of time. We already did this. Astounding living monstrosity
of all time. There you go. Now we got it. 17 to set, but we'll fix it to 18. It's 2018. We were off for a little while, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, back live today. Every show is back live today, and you've got 16 chances to win $1,000 today. That's awesome. So really, you think about it, you could just sit at home, not get out in this cold weather, not get out in the rain, and maybe make more money sitting home listening to us calling or doing the texting thing, and win $1,000, and you're good to go.
In Florida, we're supposed to be able to avoid at least some inclement weather, right? Like, we have to deal with heat and rain on the regular. We should not have to deal with cold and rain. That should be a combination that we get that we're immune from, is having cold and rain. And it's that annoying ass small drop gets over everything rain.
Well, the big news, you know, I was up in Savannah, Georgia, and the big news up there, people were all talking, it's going to snow in Florida. Mm-hmm. It's going to snow in Florida. And I'm like,
it snowed in Umatilla already.
Oh, it did not.
It did snow in Umatilla.
I had a link earlier that was showing it snowing in Oviedo.
Oh, come on.
It's Snowvito?
It says, not snow fast. Get it? Not snow fast. Central Florida won't see...
I didn't get it.
Won't see freezing temperatures. But you're saying there are reports of snow, huh?
I'm going to find this link because I was like, that's interesting. Yeah, First Coast News, snow in Florida. Check out Snow Flurries in Oviedo last night.
Mm-hmm.
And they have video from a man. It's Jessica Pastrone.
And Umatilla, too. I have a friend that lives there, but, you know, they don't have cell phones and videos and stuff like that. But when they call you and tell you that it's snowing, like, well, there's no reason to lie.
Well, the girl drew her a picture and then sent it to her. It's going to be here tomorrow, so we'll confirm tomorrow.
You want to see a dream I drew?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah. People driving in this morning, I could just tell people were driving different. You know, they're freaking out.
Oh, my gosh. I had to drive so slow. It took me at least 20 minutes longer to get to work today.
How many accidents have we had so far, Angel? Have you seen any?
We're looking at about 4 or 5 already.
Yeah. All right. So be careful. You know, if you have a choice and you can stay home, I would say
I could have stayed home.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the weather we wanted while we were out, right? You don't want this weather and have to deal with it at work. You want this, like, when it's like Christmas, since we don't do snow. I mean, this
snuggle.
Is close as it gets, right? Yeah.
I got to tell you, dude, I had to get back to work to get some damn rest. I'm glad to be back to work because I was busy just doing something all the time, and glad to get back to work because just had a bunch of stuff going on. A bunch of stuff, obviously, we got to talk about. We got to go with Christmas, New Year's Eve, and everything. But I was in Savannah, Georgia, mm-hmm. and I went to something that was called the Prohibition Museum.
Oh, yeah.
And this is kind of interesting. Okay, so in Savannah, Georgia, when it was founded, there were 4 things that were prohibited. Does anyone want to take a guess at what you think one of the 4 things would be that were prohibited in Savannah, Georgia when they first founded the city?
Moonshine, education, mm-hmm. gay sex.
Okay, moonshine
not,
would be...
Not having a Bible.
Hard liquor, that is one of the 4 things. Hard liquor was prohibited. You couldn't... Now, you could have beer and wine, you couldn't have hard liquor.
In Prohibition, you couldn't have...
No, this wasn't Prohibition. This was when
Savannah it's already banned. Okay.
Was founded, like, way back when it first was founded. This was interesting as hell, I thought. The first things that were prohibited in Savannah, Georgia, one was slavery. There could be no slavery in Savannah, Georgia. I had no idea about that, but that was one of the rules. And then hard liquor, they could not have hard liquor, but they could have beer and wine. I'm like, that's pretty cool. Yeah. All right. Then it was Catholics.
that was close.
Catholics were banned from Savannah, Georgia, because they were afraid of what was going on down in St. Augustine, all those the Spanish that were down there.
Yeah.
And they thought if we had Catholics here in our city, they would want to team up with the Spanish and take over. And then the fourth thing that was banned and prohibited in Savannah, Georgia, were lawyers. And their thing was, they were like, look, if you're stupid enough to break the law, then you got to figure it out for yourself. We're not going to give you someone to help you get off. And so lawyers were banned when they first founded Savannah, Georgia. I thought that was pretty damn interesting.
That's pretty neat.
But you know, so anyway, I had a great time there. I got to see all the city. I got to do a bunch of cool stuff. And how many of you guys watched that UCF game?
Oh, man, that was awesome.
Every play would not move. It was an amazing football game.
It was one of those things. I was glad I had. So I was working the street event for Harry Buffalo because we had a bowl game that day. We had LSU Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So I was DJing at 9 a.m. already on the street that morning.
Yeah.
And I was glad that after I finished my event that I went and posted up inside Harry Buffalo, where it was a very communal feeling. Like everybody that was in from out of town.
You know, you're right.
That moment, as more locals came in, they ended up being UCF fans. So you had like Notre Dame fans, LSU fans, everybody else wearing their colors from their other teams, but they got caught up in the emotion of it all. The whole place was rocking, and it was a really cool thing to be in an environment like that when something like that epic happened. Yeah. Because, I mean, the whole place was just complete pandemonium. Yeah.
We were driving back from Savannah, Georgia, stopped in St. Augustine, and went to that. There's a A1A ale house there right on the corner in St. Augustine, and all these different people from all over, there's all these tourists, and they all became UCF fans, you know? They were pulling for the underdog, and it was so much fun. Like, I'm not the big sports guys, you guys know. I played football, so I understand it, but this particular game was so much fun, and look, I think the argument can be made. I put it on Twitter, on Facebook. I said this before we left. If they won and they beat Auburn, I think that's the greatest sports team to ever come out of Central Florida, and I haven't seen anyone to name another team. I mean, because
you can't argue with that.
You can't argue. They won every game, and they won bowl game against Auburn, who beat
Alabama and Georgia.
Oh, they beat Georgia.
I think Alabama and Georgia.
Yeah. They did, yeah.
They beat both those teams.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why a lot of people on ESPN, like Mac Golic this morning, talking about coming in, he's like, look, man, he goes, the only argument you could make that would keep UCF out of that top 4 would be the fact that their schedule throughout the year isn't really that difficult considering the schedules those other teams deal with. You know, Alabama, all the SEC teams play at least 3 or 4. I mean, you throw a quarter of the SEC teams in there, and that makes the schedule difficult.
I would say this, though, UCF fans, pay attention to the guy, the national guys who seem to be backhanding.
Did you see what I wrote about Stephen A. Smith yesterday?
Yeah, about being backhanded about the compliments they're giving the team. Don't let them diminish this. This is something really cool that they did.
Yesterday, Stephen A. Smith, one of the biggest personalities for ESPN, said that Auburn wet the bed in discussions of who won what game during the weekend.
Right.
And I said, wet the bed? Did you watch the effing football game? They didn't wet anything. They destroyed them on both sides of the football. And I was like, at him. I was like, come on, man. I mean, wet the bed. Give him some respect.
You know, on the way from Savannah to St. Augustine, I was listening to the game on the radio, and it was on XM Radio. They had it. And before the game started, they were like, yeah, well, you know, Auburn is much more talented than UCF. This is a small team, and they don't have any talent on their front line. I mean,
they were
dogging them left and right. And then as the game went on, you could hear them kind of backpedaling a little bit. And then by the end of the game, obviously they had nothing to say. I mean, UCF absolutely looked great.
How cool it was that someone reminded me on the texting. How cool it was to see UCF fans travel.
Yeah, like, like 30,000 of them.
Did you see how packed that was with black and gold and how vocal they were?
Showcase.
It was because all those things when it comes to college basketball or football. I'm sorry, all those things matter. They sold out their allotment of tickets. They weren't enough tickets for UCF fans. They had to go get them through other avenues.
And you could hear them cheering. Yeah. You could hear their UCF.
That's so great.
And they were doing that thing that they do in the stadium because, you know, the stadium moves and rocks. I don't know if you've ever been there, Savannah, but it moves
the bounce bowl,
and what they do is they bounce up and down. Uh-huh. Well, they were bouncing up and down there. And it looked cool. So now, you know, UCF has a gimmick, which is awesome. They have the one player that is amazing who's missing a hand. You can't stop watching that guy and pulling for that guy. That was just a fun game. And in my mind, they are the national champions. I mean, I know that other people that are really big football guys, like, oh, no.
There's a lot of them doing that. Yeah, their AD came out and said, yeah, we're national champions. He said that on TV. Dude, we are national champions. And it's happened before where a team has come out and claimed a national championship. So what they're doing is not unheard of.
Yeah, matter of fact, a number of the big sports talk guys are saying, look, UCF is my national champ. Because, I mean, they're like, look, man, I mean, they did everything you expected them to do. They went through a season. Of course, their schedule isn't the most difficult, but they do play some tough teams. They did get a chance to play Georgia Tech this year because of the storm or whatever, which would have been a great win as well. But they did beat some people at their conference. And then they did take out a perennial massive steamroller of a football team with Auburn.
So let me get this right.
It proves they can play at the highest level.
You said that in the year they played Alabama and they played Georgia?
Auburn beat Georgia and Alabama.
Oh, Auburn did, not
Auburn
UCF.
Did. So, but you have to understand, if you look at it like this, we beat Auburn.
Yeah.
Auburn beat two of the teams ahead of us.
Right.
But yet we're not getting, I think we'll probably get maybe, what, six or seven?
That's what a lot of people are saying. Yeah. So the last poll that comes out, in my personal opinion, I think they merit a top four ranking. But it looks like they're probably going to come in at number six.
Okay, yeah.
At the end of the year.
Schedule strength.
Yeah. Well, it was a lot of fun, man.
There's about 1,000 Disney movies. And what happened this weekend with that football team?
Really?
From the kid, from the kid Shaquith and his brother, who would not accept a deal. I think it was at UCF. Carlos, is that where it was? Or USF?
I think so.
He and his brother were going to go to USF, but they were going to go as a package team. I believe is the story, right?
His brother's in the NFL now.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So, but they wouldn't take him. So they both wound up at UCF. And then, of course, what happens, you know, he's got this disability, and what's he do? He wins defensive player of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just one on top of the other, just a layer of Disney icing on top of the next layer of Disney icing.
Well, then also, too, the coach, you know, taking another job, but coming back to play the final game, you know, in the bowl, that's very unheard of for the entire...
Oh, and I'll be the first one to say it. My bad, because I didn't think that was the best interest of UCF football, having him be there. But by the same token, everything that Coach Frost has done has been, I mean, just the ethics of this guy.
Yeah.
Like, him and the whole staff came back. When have you heard of this happening? A coach takes another job. Typically, the school you're leaving doesn't want you around.
Disowned you.
Yeah.
And not to mention, he's going to Nebraska, and they're doing recruiting right now. They're doing all that stuff you're supposed to be doing, like in, you know, visiting family. He decided to get beyond that.
This guy, he gets sick on the sidelines three times during the game.
Yeah.
Like, he put it out there. He's like, I'm committed to this. I wanted to see this all the way through with this group of guys, you know?
Well, we'll talk about this, obviously, a lot more today. We are live today, by the way, just so you know. Those of you that are like, hey, well, you guys are back at work. We're back in here, and you can can text us at 77031. That's 77031. If you want to text us, you got a bunch of chances to win $1,000 today. We'll find out how everyone had about everyone's holiday, what they did on vacation, and we got the nerdy news coming up a little bit later on. We got to the top. We got all kinds of stuff. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Yeah, we're back live. All of you have been texting, emailing, Facebook, and by the way, all of our social media is on iHeartMonsters on Twitter, Facebook. Also, we have our own YouTube channel, iHeartMonsters Radio. So go check it out. Please hit subscribe to it, and I think you're gonna love it. There's always new stuff going up. We're recording some stuff for today, and we'll be doing that all year, which is awesome. What's up? I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, Carlos, Savannah, all here back today. I know a lot of people were like, "Man, y'all need to get your ass back to work." Jimmy, did you have a good vacation? Good time.
An incredible vacation. Got to see all my guys and have them around for I don't know. Tay was in town for Taylor is my daughter who's in the Air Force, so for her to come in town for us is a big deal because it's tough for her to get down here. It's expensive.
Yeah.
So she was in town for like 7 days, and it was unbelievable. It was awesome.
It
so,
was great.
Yeah, we had a real good time. It's weird though because we're packing the house up, the whole nine yards. I mean, so they're in town, they'd come home one day, and there'd be more boxes in the hallway, and then they come home, and then after a while, you're like, oh man, all this is like coming to an end. It was a perfect way to end life at this property.
Taylor came over, and it's like she's a little celebrity, because no one gets to see her. My son and her pretty close, and he was so excited to see Taylor, and they see each other, a big hug, and
nice.
That was really cool. So you got everything packed up for the move?
Yeah, we moved Friday. Saturday is when Cento Family Movers is coming right over. They're going to take care of it, and it's awesome to have somebody to trust like that because, it's four stories, so in the it's narrow, so to get things up that high is a little weird. So anyway, we're really excited about it. Yeah, Saturday.
Hey, let's do this real quick. On the line with us right now from Fox 35 is our good buddy Jamie King, who is man, you're busy right now, huh?
Oh yeah, juggling like a circus clown. Hey, those movers you just mentioned, could they move us to the Bahamas for a couple, 2-3 days?
No joke, dude.
Pretty please.
Hey, this has got to be at least a welcome break for you, Jamie, because usually when we talk to you, it's in the midst of some type of tropical happening.
Yeah, but we're a lot warmer then as well. Yeah, you're right. We have got snow and freezing rain now. The I-10 corridor, Leon County, Tallahassee, they closed Florida State today. No school for the kiddos out that way. And that line of rain and snow continues getting closer and closer to Jacksonville. I've had a few reports out of Gainesville. We simulcast, broadcast on Fox 51 up in Alachua County. And some guy gets on Facebook and tells me, he says, quote, "I'm out walking my dog and I just got hit in the face with some, quote, freezing stuff." So, it's coming on down in a lot of areas. Rain here in Central Florida. I want to make it clear now, I'm not looking or anticipating any kind of snowfall here in Central Florida. There were crazy rumors yesterday that turned out to be mere drizzle in some backlit conditions there and spent someone's backyard. It wasn't really snow. So I want to make it clear I'm not expecting that here.
It sounds like you're explaining away a UFO.
Exactly. Yeah. It was kind of like a UFO. But Northern Florida, a rare beast, man. We don't typically get snow around these parts, and it is coming on down all the way through southern Georgia. It wraps up in New England and New York City with over a foot of accumulated snowfall. Here's the deal, though. The main important issue for us here, and I want our viewers and listeners to understand, is that we do have a hard freeze warning from Ocala over to Flagler County, including Palm Coast and Hammock Beach, up to Gainesville, Jacksonville, and areas north of that. A hard freeze warning as we go into the low mid-20s tonight for lows. For those of us here in Metro Orlando and all the way out to the beaches, I'm looking for a freeze warning. It's a watch now, but I'm confident it'll be upgraded probably by about 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. this morning to a warning. And that means that our temperatures will fall down to around 32 degrees or sub-freezing for a span tonight of about 2 to 3 hours. So as I like to say, cover your tender ornamentals, bring in the pets, cover the plants, do what you got to do. It's going to be a chilly one. It's been in the making now for several years. This is the coldest stuff we've seen in some time.
Hey, Jamie, so, okay, we're used to it being real cold. We got cold snap, and then 2 days from now, it's back to 80 degrees. Is that what we're looking for or not?
Here's the deal. No, we actually stay on ice, so to speak, each and every evening into the overnights for tomorrow morning, Friday morning, and Saturday morning.
What?
By Sunday morning, we actually rise above about 40. We're about 41 Sunday morning, and then we're in the 50s for lows early Monday and Tuesday, but back to the 70s 70s with brilliant sunshine Monday and Tuesday. So bundle up, guys. It's going to be a chilly one. Dropping temp. You know, I always get to talk about dropping temps through the course of a workday here in Central Florida, but I think we're hitting highs now, and we'll probably be at around 45 degrees by 11 a.m. Very blustery, very windy, and it looks like cloudy, and it looks as though that rainfall is with us through about 2 o'clock. So
damn,
one of those rare bird type days here.
Wow.
We've got to get through it.
Oh, yeah. So if you can roll over and go back to sleep, you should.
Leave your radio on.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
All right. Hey, Jamie King, thank you so much for talking to us, buddy. We appreciate it.
Have a blessed day, y'all. Thank you.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, so beautiful, his voice.
It's going to rain till 2.
Yeah. But the weather the next couple days is going to be great. It's going to be super clear and cold as balls.
I'm canceling the workout.
It's worthy of it.
Yeah. Man.
You know, I'm going to give him, I'm canceling the workout.
Speaking of working out, how did you do during your trip to Savannah? I hear from a good buddy of mine that the food up there is exceptional and virtually impossible to ignore or avoid.
I will tell you what I did. The day that we left here, and by the way, everything was wonderful.
Straight to the gym, burn about 10,000 calories to build up some space.
I stopped taking all diet pills. I put on no patches. I said, you know what?
This is vacation.
I'm going to eat whatever I feel like eating. I'm going to go ahead and I did, did a lot of walking.
Detox?
But, I think I did go with a little detox. I slept better the entire time.
Did your eyes suck back in your head for the lack of caffeine?
Yeah, I think I felt pretty good, but I was eating pretty good too until last night. And last night I'm like, okay, it's my last night of vacation, so I'm gonna go to Chili's
and get some
baby back ribs
because
their baby back ribs now are 30% more meat. And I'm like, I can't wait. And
we've shrunk the bones.
You want to test that theory?
I feel terrible now. But other than that, I did not stick to a diet. I'm not going to get on a scale until the end of January because I do not want to see it.
No, uh-huh.
I don't want to see
that
it.
That good.
Mm-mm.
See, you and I look at it differently. I'm like, that's good. Like, I came off that cruise 10 pounds heavier, and I was yes!
Yeah.
Now, my diabetes, they're waiting on the edge to jump into the pool that is me.
You have diabetes?
No, but I'm so close.
Oh.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
You know what? You need to root for me, though.
Listen.
Because I'm close.
I went to a magical place this weekend.
Okay, tell us about it when we come back.
Oh, what
You're
a
listening
tease.
To the Monster of the Morning.
It's just like being in the studio with us, almost.
What's the problem? It's like you've never been in a tight space with someone with
Facebook.com/RealRadio1041. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting SeacoastBank.com.
Hey, everybody's back live today, just so you know. News Junkie Phillips File. There'll be new Tom and Dan. So all that today, and you got every hour, you'll have a chance to win $1,000 by texting that keyword to 200-200, so it's pretty cool. What do you think with this cold weather, okay, and by doing some math, what do you think last night and today is?
The coldest day of the year?
Okay, it is, and you're right. It's really, really cold throughout the country, but and when I talk about the math part of it, because the most common birthday is September the 26th. Last night, more babies were being conceived, worked out, last night. They said more than in the history of the world, there were more babies being made last night and this morning than ever in the history of the world. Because of the cold weather. You know, people get bored.
Oh, yeah.
And,
bored. I mean,
people get bored.
They're trying to stay warm, and then stuff happens.
That's true. Well, if you stay, I got a bed and breakfast, or not a bed and breakfast, but it was a Airbnb.
Yeah.
And it was really, really nice, but they had no television. There was no TV.
Yeah.
And you know what people do when there's not a whole lot to do. That's why I was so busy. My heart was beating. But I mean, it was a lot of fun, and I did watch TV one day, and I stayed in bed one day, and we watched Black Mirror. That show, the whole season came out.
Unbelievable! I saw the first episode. My wife has already binged the entire thing. That first episode is one of the best, most unique episodes of television I've seen in the last 15 years.
Have you ever seen Black Mirror?
Yeah, dude. Remember we talked about this when you first. You're
it's
the one
great.
Who turned me on to it.
Yeah.
You're the one. You're like, you got to watch Black Mirror. We watched that first season. The weird thing is, we did not watch the second season.
Oh, you got to.
And I don't know why, but then we picked up on this third season.
Well, no, the third. Well, this is the fourth.
Is the fourth season. We didn't watch the third season. My apologies.
Yeah.
And so the beginning of the fourth season, I watched this episode. I'm like, oh, there's the guy from Breaking Bad who kind of looks like, you know, Busted Matt Damon, right?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And
that's exactly what he looks like. Yeah.
I'm looking at him. I'm like, well, there's Busted Matt Damon, and wow, this is an interesting take. And then like. I thought it was just going to be an opening scene, the whole the theme they were going with. And then when I figured out like what he was doing, I mean, that is, you think about the process it takes to come up with that idea, mm-hmm. and then apply that idea to a script.
It was, yeah, it makes really sense, yeah.
Oh, it's great, dude. Mm-hmm. It was great.
The problem with Black Mirror is it's only six episodes, so I binge-watched it all in one day.
I don't even know what that is.
It's really good, Savannah. You would like it. It's sci-fi, but
really?
It's
psychological sci-fi. It's at like the highest level, I believe.
Twilight Zone.
Was it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. It's like Twilight Zone.
That's a really good description.
But it's all technical stuff, so it's first world kind of.
Well, I mean, it gives you you're peering into what we've been talking about, uh-huh. that's going to happen in the future.
It's already happened, most of the stuff that they're
right?
talking
so
about.
So a lot of the stuff, and they do that on purpose. Again, it's the training us so we get ready for it, so when we have that microchip put in our head, mm-hmm. and we can actually not only delete you from our social media, but yep. delete you from our real life and not even seeing you.
Or take control of you. There's a W in deleting's not the only option.
Yeah.
For every action, there's equal reaction. I mean,
But the Black Mirror, you'll love it.
This is the Black Mirror, by the way.
I watched Rick Ross.
Oh, really? The Big Boss?
Yeah. Hey,
before,
that was good.
Before we went to break, you said that...
Freeway
Ricky Ross.
What was it? How was it that you left at the break? You said, I saw something. What was it?
I know this is going to be hard for you guys to believe.
Yeah.
But I went to a magical place this weekend that I've never been to before. That's the part that's going to be hard for you guys to believe.
You went to a
was
magical place?
I've never eaten there before.
Oh.
It was my very first trip.
Did you have a date?
No. We're not, no.
Friend date?
No.
Okay.
Stop! I went to Golden Corral, and I got the buffet.
That is shocking that you've never been there before.
You have never been to the Golden Corral.
I thought you'd probably opened a couple.
No. And they're so...
You look like a four-star waitress.
And the way that you're just so awe of a Golden Corral.
I was. I walked in,
there's
and
one,
I was
like, right up the road.
Were you impressed with the selection?
They have brisket.
Yeah.
They have
spaghetti.
Sesame chicken.
Yes.
They have spaghetti.
And shrimp.
They can make you cotton candy in a bag. Mm-hmm. You can even take that home.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Fantastic. Usually, it's like being at the fair, but at a restaurant.
What led to this? And the reason I ask is this. Usually when you wind up in a Golden Corral, not that there's anything bad, because Golden Corral is a good community partner, by the way. They feed a lot of vets, right?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do a lot of good stuff.
They're at home in this place. So when you go there, is it because somebody came in town or something that's their favorite restaurant?
Yeah, I had some friends in town.
Because usually that's their favorite restaurant, and they're like, oh, well, we got to go to Golden Corral.
Yeah, and I didn't even realize that I had never been inside one until I kind of got there, and I was like, huh, this is going to be interesting. And then when I went inside and I saw all that food, I was just blown away.
So you'll be visiting the Golden Corral again, I guess.
I hope I'm hungrier next time I go. I was not hungry enough.
Really?
Oh yeah, you gotta starve out a little bit to go.
I was not hungry enough.
You gotta go in hungry, that's for sure. Yeah, I was telling them that this was a long, long time ago. One of our sales reps, Marianne, was like, "Hey, look, there's this new restaurant, and they want you to endorse them. Can you go out to this place in the Lake Buena Vista? And the guy's gonna open up his own place, and he's a really big chef, and he's cooked for presidents. And I'm like, oh wow, that's fancy. Sure, I'll go out there to talk to this chef, and he's telling me about the presidents he's cooked for and all this, and I'm like, oh wow, so you just moved to Orlando. What do you think is the nicest restaurant in Orlando? And I thought he's gonna maybe say Crest or maybe a Del Frisco's or whatever, and he's like, Golden Corral.
Dude, he was right.
The Golden Corral is the best restaurant. And as soon as he said that,
he knows what's
credibility up. Kind of dropped a little bit with the chef part
of
it.
I've cooked for some of the finest presidents of PTAs in Seminole County that across the land.
Yes.
but you enjoyed the Golden Corral.
I did. It was so great. And you know what another thing I liked about it is, like, it was big families in there.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You know? And I don't mean, like, body size. I mean, like, lots of people in the families. And they were all talking.
Saying.
It was really neat.
But it is sad, though, when someone who's, you know, pushing four bills.
I saw somebody pick a booger and eat and pick boogers at the same time.
But when someone's pushing four bills and they're in line and they're just, filled up their plate, that's kind of sad.
They have a tunnel into those that you can drive your Lark into, like the Speedway.
Shut up.
That's like it. So how the rest of your vacation, the rest of your holidays?
I worked the whole time. Gatorland had a record year. Like, more people came to Gatorland this holiday than ever have before.
Wow.
During a holiday.
It's probably really cold out there, huh?
It is definitely cold. Luckily for us, our lakes are all well fed. So they're not well fed like they ate a lot, but well fed like
they're 70
they're
degrees all the time.
From a well. Yeah, so they're like 70, 74 degrees all the time.
Oh, okay.
But it's so cold.
Well, you want the gators to be in warmer water because that way they'll still stay active, right?
Right. Well, no, they're not doing nothing. Oh. Like, they, as a matter of fact, I went and saw a bunch of them yesterday and they all looked at me like, don't even try to feed me or I'll kill you. Yeah. Once I digest this food, I'm going to kill you.
If they can say, bitch, I ain't jumping.
Yeah.
If they could do that in a tail smack, like to communicate, they would.
And like, we don't make them eat, but they always want to eat because, you know,
they're
that's,
animals.
That's what they are. They're crocodiles and alligators.
Yeah,
they
it's
like
opportunity,
to eat.
Right. Yeah.
And like, they don't even come over. They won't even open their eyes at you.
What'd you do for New Year's Eve?
I worked.
Well, not till midnight. You didn't work till midnight, did you?
No, and then I went home and I edited video. I went to a New Year's Eve party the night before, so that was my New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Yeah, good, was a lot of fun.
Carlos, how about you? Good vacation?
Yeah, man. I rested a lot. I got a lot of sleep and checked out you know, a lot of holiday stuff and went to a lot of shows, and it was a really nice holiday break.
You saw Kevin Hart.
I did, yeah. New Year's Eve, I saw Kevin Hart at the CFE Arena, which was packed. It was the most packed event they'd ever had.
Wow.
And
obviously, he still got it.
Man, I mean, he had the number one comedy in the box office, Jumanji, which was hilarious.
Did you see it? I loved it.
I loved it.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was a true PG-13, like,
it was fun.
And, fun action comedy film. I mean, the whole thing is fun. And yeah, he goes out there, and I've never seen this level of security before at a show.
Oh, now, sure.
Like, and not just obviously safety wise, but as far as social media and tweeting, there were signs everywhere. Okay. They had giant cell phones with a big cross through it. You will be kicked out immediately if you tweet, if you take a picture.
Really?
Every single, there's three openers. Every single person came up and they kicked out 60 people.
Wow.
And you could just see them getting boom. And it's so smart. Look, Kevin is a busy man. The dude doesn't have time to be going to little comedy show clubs here and there. When he does these arenas, he's working on material. You know, and that is going to be a Netflix. It's going to be actually not even Netflix. Full feature, it'll be out in the theaters, and so, you know, you record it, you put it on YouTube, it's seen a million times.
Hey, in this year, he was had a little controversy with stuff with his wife. Did he mention any of that?
100%. That's why he did the tour. The tour is called Irresponsible.
Did he really?
The tour is called Irresponsible, and he went out there and he hit it head on, and that's what I, man,
that's
it's
smart,
the
man.
Smartest thing to do. If you have an issue, hit it head on. Apologize if you need to, and move forward. And he did. He talked about
it. Sorry,
Jay-Z.
Jimmy.
Jay-Z? The biggest stars do it. I mean, the biggest ones do it. Do it right.
No doubt. And he went out there and talked about it, and he talked about his first marriage, and then he talked about this one, and he was hilarious. And you're just looking at a master. You know, you're looking at a guy who is a master at its craft. He had the entire audience eating out of their palm.
That's awesome.
At its palm. And then I watched Dave Chappelle later that night.
And you weren't as impressed with Dave Chappelle?
No, I absolutely was. Oh, I mean, Dave Chappelle put on another. I mean, his four specials that he just did were.
Dude, those Chappelle specials, that's almost like going to school.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, no doubt. Especially this new one where I was like, it's kind of on par with, like, I don't know, the Jay-Z and Eminem album. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, where it's like grown
where
is man. That,
where it's introspective. He's like, listen. And he takes full responsibility. He's like, look, the reason I exist is because I get to speak reckless.
Yeah. Right, right.
That is my role. I'm not trying to purposefully hurt anybody.
Yeah.
These are the things that happen in my head. And he's just putting that stuff out there. And he owned it. He's like, I wasn't trying to hurt anybody with some of the things I said. And the way that he did the big show in D.C. and then he did that real small intimate show. Like that group of people that got to see him in the comedy store?
Yeah.
I think that
was comedy store.
Yeah,
300 people.
Yeah, it was less than that, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Angel, you'll probably appreciate this because you know how crazy I am and I have to rank things in my head. Would you say that Kevin Hart, Carlos and Jimmy, is the biggest star to come in here before they make it? And then made it, or would Rob Thomas be the biggest one that can't?
Well,
Rob
Kevin Thomas. Hart.
No, Rob. Right now, Rob Thomas did have a popular song. He had a popular group in the late 90s, early 2000s. But Kevin Hart, is much more well known.
But Kevin Hart was almost there when he came in here.
Yeah, he was like, right before that.
Remember, he even told us, he was like, I got so many things going on right now, you wouldn't even believe it.
Yeah.
And by the way he is and was in here is who he is because he did this thing where he plays poker. He loves the game of poker. And they do a, NBC does a thing where they bring some of the best cash players in the world, and then you can buy your way into this game. Anyway, businessmen do it all the time, and Kevin Hart bought in. And watching him interact with the people at that poker table is exactly how he was on our show.
Yeah,
I mean, he's just a naturally, that's who he is guy. He's very protected, too.
Yeah.
You can see him protecting his money, even though he's got more than you could ever imagine. That $100K he bought in for, he was protecting that like it was his last money he ever had. But I would agree. I would say Kevin Hart's bigger than Rob Thomas. Even though Rob had a great run, Rob hasn't done anything in a while, you cannot see Kevin Hart ending anytime soon.
Yeah. And social media, he'll be synonymous with social media forever. Twitter and him will be like the people that kind of blew up Twitter. He'll be on that post and just as common. I mean, he's in his prime right now.
Even his Instagram account. That's one of the fun ones to follow.
No doubt.
I agree with you guys. I was trying to think of the other celebrities that came in before they really made it, and those are the only two I could think of, really.
Well, Larry, he made it on. He really made it down the hallway, but I mean, he was kind of friend of the entire building. But you know, we've known him for a really, really, really long time.
We
knew him when he was just doing radio calls.
Right. I know you. You got a daughter. She got all her gifts.
Yes.
That was all good. And then, did she get you that gift, or was it your?
Oh no, my wife got me this gift, which is a new knife.
Yeah,
which I like to carry a knife on me because there's crazy people, and you got to open up those plastic thingies when you got like remote controls and stuff. You got to open, you know. And she got me a new knife, and it has my initials on it. And I
think it's
love
really
it.
Cool.
Thanks, man.
That is what I got my son for Christmas, and my son's mom. I invited her to come over for Christmas as well. And so when I gave Ryan the knife, she flipped out, was really mad at me, because she said it's illegal to carry a knife that big. Now, is
it illegal to carry a knife?
It's not, is it?
No.
There is a blade length thing, though.
Yeah,
and there's a spring-loaded issue, too, and I'm not sure what it is. I got a knife for Christmas, too, while we're talking about knives.
I see yours. Yeah, it's
everybody
nice.
Everybody got a knife for Christmas. Dirty Jim, Angel, did you guys get knives for Christmas?
I shoot people with those.
I gave knives for Christmas last year.
I shoot people with a knife.
My knife is super badass.
Yeah, no, my son actually had, we found one while moving that he had lost. But yeah, I think a good knife. I think Angel's carried one for a while, right? Don't you carry a knife all the time?
Hey, why you put my business on the street?
I lost my last one to the OPD, so I'm just going to hang on to this one.
My thought process was, you know, he's 21. He's a man.
You need to have a knife. You're a man. You have. And I would like to know what the rules are, because... I don't need that in my life.
You know what? And it did not. I did not think of it at all. And boy, I got the dirty looks. And why'd you get him a knife?
Oh my God.
As long as the blade is 4 inches or less, you're good.
God, but you're telling me.
Oh, we're good.
Like I didn't sign him up for football.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. I wish I had. Angel, how was your holidays?
It sucked.
Did you give your daughter a knife?
Her and I don't get to have Christmas until this Saturday.
That's tough, isn't it?
Yeah,
I should give her a little pink.
Wow.
So this was the first time you had the entire vacation where your daughter had gone.
Yeah, so typically what we've done in the past, we'll split the holiday, right? So if I have her for Christmas or mom has her for New Year's or vice versa. This year was the first time. And like her other side of her family, they're all in Ohio. And so they asked and they were like, hey, is it cool if she stays longer? And not thinking it all the way through, I was like, it's the holidays. Yeah, that'll be cool. And... It was tough because I realized, oh no, for the holidays I needed her around.
Sure.
Like, missing both holidays with her was difficult. I kept myself busy working a lot, did a lot of gigs and everything. But you know, like when you get a call from her with FaceTime on Christmas Day and she's asking, she's like, can you come fly up to Ohio?
Oh my God.
Oh no, I can't. Like I just couldn't.
Now I'm punching these tears back. There's no way I can get on a plane right now.
Dude, it was brutal.
Give
it was
me a
really
break,
brutal.
Dude. I can't even listen to that.
That is tough.
Yeah, but again, it's a learning experience. You know, her and her mother, we have a pretty open communication, and we've already talked about it, and, you know, I won't do this again.
This is not the, yeah.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, that was ill-productive.
Yeah, it was very counterproductive. Even for me, like, you know, I just was burning the candle to both ends. I didn't really relax.
After Christmas, don't you do something like Three Kings Day or something like that?
Three Kings Day is this weekend.
Is this weekend. So you're going to celebrate Christmas on Three Kings
Day.
We're
going to do Christmas, Three Kings Day. We're all packing it all into one.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah.
Damn.
So,
And
redo New Year. So the poor kid thinks that it's a New Year's a week into the year.
All right. Yeah, as far as knives go, real quick, apparently you can do whatever you want anymore. You can carry a machete taped to your back.
We love Florida.
It says belt knives, cane knives, other disguise knives are legal. Bowie knives are legal. Other large knives are legal. Throwing stars are legal. Everything's legal. I don't think you can do anything spring operated.
No spring operated.
But even then, I think there was a limit that if it was a swing open, like your stereotypical switchblade, that was fine. It couldn't be the stiletto kind that came straight out.
Right, yeah.
Because you could go, I mean, theoretically, you could just spring it right into them and they wouldn't know.
That's what I do to you, Jimmy, spring it right into you.
You can even carry them on your side. Like you can walk into a grocery store with an 8-inch hunting knife on your side.
I thought they were legal. She was mad as hell at me.
I saw a dude roll into Publix with a gigantic Bowie knife, and I remember having my knife with me. I was like, well, he makes me feel not special. Yeah.
quote, right here, you can open carry any knife.
Okay, well,
That's awesome. I'm getting a knife made out of the bottom jawbone of a crocodile.
You should. You should have it on. Like, yeah, I imagine at all times having a gigantic Crocodile Dundee. Yeah. You could actually pull off that line when I pull out my knife.
Even when I wear a dress.
Exactly. That's not a knife.
That's not a knife.
You got to do it in your southern accent there. Yeah.
That ain't enough.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Angel, out of all the gigs you worked and everything, what was the most fun one? What was it downtown for...
The UCF game. So, technically, I was there for the LSU-Notre Dame game because we had that bowl game here.
It was a good one.
It was cold here for that, right?
Oh, it was cold.
Yeah.
And I'm out on the street and everything. But as that day progressed and then it turned into everybody watching the UCF game at Harry Buffalo, that was probably the most fun out of all of them.
You know what helped UCF? It doesn't have Florida State or Florida. People aren't biased with it. You know, with Florida State and Florida, even if you don't have a team, you're like, well, I just don't like Florida State. UCF is kind of like, hey, why not? Right. Let's cheer for UCF. It's Orlando.
Yeah, we don't play them.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's fine. Yeah.
And that was a fun, like, you know, that was the most fun football game I'd watched in a long time. And God bless them. Like I say, I think they deserve to be national champions. It'd be interesting what would happen if they did play Alabama or if they did play Georgia, you know?
Well, I mean, that's the thing is people are saying, well, they could never hold up. I'm like, well, they just held up.
They just beat Auburn.
Next argument.
Yeah. It'd be one thing if there was a fluke play that they won. They were down the whole time. But as a Magic fan who watches the team collapse almost nightly, I was watching that UCF game going, well, this is the part usually my teams I root for collapse. Whoa, they're actually stepping up into the moment.
All they did was force the quarterback to make bad decisions, basically take away the rushing game and swallow them in the secondary. That's all they did.
Yeah.
On top of that, scoring an ass load of points.
Hey, Jimmy, the only argument I saw when I posed the question, okay, this is the greatest sports team ever in Central Florida, right? And someone said, well, back in 78... FTU had a female volleyball team that won 56 in a row and won a title, but that was FTU. They weren't playing up against other colleges.
Yeah, that was FTU was UCF, correct?
It was, but that was Florida Technical College way back then.
But there is another thing that people do not know about the state of Florida. Of course, this isn't Central Florida. I agree with you. I think the feat that they pulled off so far is the best thing we've seen in Central Florida athletics.
Right
at that level. Right.
I mean, you got to put the Magic in the finals. Those teams are there. I understand they didn't obviously win the championship, but internationally and nationally, I don't know. I think the NBA is still bigger internationally.
But now UCF is, I mean, everybody in sports is talking about UCF being undefeated, and man, they should have gotten a shot. I mean, because now they're becoming a little bit legendary.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something else too. Beating Auburn was more important to most national fans than going undefeated in the AAs at AAC. Is that what it is?
The American Conference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They would consider that win. If UCF had gone in with three losses and still beaten Auburn, they would talk about beating Auburn more than anything.
And you can't blame the college poll people, man. They looked at it, they're like, look, this team hasn't had that hard of a schedule, and they beat Auburn, that's good. But, like, you couldn't see all that coming. You know, to rank them higher.
But
when did they do the ranking?
When do they do the ranking?
Supposed to win by 10 points.
Angel, when do they do the ranking, though?
The last poll is going to come out after this championship game.
Which is Monday night.
So after the Alabama-Georgia game, the final poll will come out that Monday.
But when did they pick who's going to be in the national championship? Was it after
UCF?
It was
a 4-team playoff. UCF didn't have a chance to be in the national. They were playing a team that was out of it. The only teams that had a chance are Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, and
Georgia.
And
Georgia? Georgia?
Yeah, Oklahoma at Mayfield, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma. Who'd Oklahoma play? I watched the game. I watched every play of it. And they lost.
Georgia.
Oklahoma lost to Georgia, right?
Georgia, yeah.
No,
I believe.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it was Georgia.
All right, listen, when we come back, we'll do a little trivia. Your chance to win some stuff. So the telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041. And also, you have another chance to win $1,000. So you listen for that keyword, you text the keyword, and you very well could be a winner. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
$100,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. From now.
Hey, we are live today. The entire radio station is back to being live. I know a lot of people were missing us. I appreciate all the nice texts and all the nice messages on Facebook. You know, if you want to catch us on social media, it's iHeartMonsters pretty much everywhere. iHeartMonsters Radio on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and we have our brand new YouTube channel. Do me a favor. Go to the YouTube channel and just subscribe to it. There's new video every day. There's a new one up now. It's got some funny stuff in it. We've got everything from our telethon that we did last 2 weeks ago, and there'll be a bunch of new stuff up today, so when you subscribe to it, it'll come right to you, and let's say you miss us, and we're not...
Oh, I missed you guys!
If you miss us, well then you'll be able to just go on the YouTube channel and check it out.
And it's a different way to take in the show. You know, like, even watching it back, you forget all the little things that happen that are not on the mic, you know, off the mic. And if you're a fan of the show, you're going to enjoy it. It's really, really cool stuff.
Yes, and I want to thank Three Arrows for putting it together. They do a great job for us. We appreciate that. Let's see what prize we have in the prize pinata today.
The prize pinata is brought to you by Cento Family Moving and Storage.
Yes.
Yeah, did you meet Felipe?
Oh, not quite yet. We've been talking via email. I'm meeting him Saturday morning.
He's a great guy.
I can't wait, honestly.
Cento Family Moving and Storage is a family-owned and operated company. They're offering both residential and commercial moving services for businesses all over the country. Fully trained expert moving crew, adept in packing, furniture handling, safe driving, and excellent customer service. Easiest way to start this process, if you're in a similar position as Jimmy, go to CentoMoving.com. You hit the start quote button. Put your information there, the days that you're looking to move. And Felipe or someone from the office will get a hold of you. They'll schedule everything and start that process going. That's CentoMoving.com. Get your quick instant moving quote right there on the website. Let them know that you heard about it here on Real Radio 104.1, Monsters in the Morning. There's a discount for Real Radio listeners. That's CentoMoving.com.
Yeah, no mysteries. I love it. They stay in touch via email, let you know, and reconfirm. I love everything about it.
Up first, we have a pair of tickets to Monster Jam. Woo! That's going down Saturday, January the 20th at Camping World Stadium.
Go ahead.
Monster Jam is fun for the whole family and features some of the most recognizable trucks in the world, including Gravedigger, Max D, El Toro Loco, Monster Mutt, and more. Tickets are on start at $15. Visit realradio.fm keyword events for more information. Don't miss out on Monster Jam January the 20th at Camping World Stadium. Yeah. The only thing bigger than the trucks is the air they catch. That's Monster Jam.
Yeah, yeah. Now, nice. It's a Monster Jam.
I should say this. Okay, so for this year's Monster Jam, this is what we have in the works, and Blog and Molly said that we're going to make it happen. So, I'm just telling you what we have in the works. Hopefully, we're going to make this happen. And that is that we're going to have a tailgate party out there with barbecue, with drinks, with, so you come and party with us this year, not just stop by. And then Angel's going to be spinning the ones and twos.
Yep.
And also, I think we all kind of talked about this, made an executive decision in something that we've done every year. And what we've done every year, they've allowed us to pick the person to sing the national anthem. And there was somebody that came in here, and we picked them to sing the national anthem, but she was only 13. Well, now she's more than 13. She's old enough to do it. So Bailey Callahan is who we're going to pick to sing the national anthem this year. She deserves it. She got it. You know, we picked her years ago when she was 13. Now she's old enough to do it because they wouldn't let anyone under 18 out on the field. She's now over 18. And so, Bailey Callahan, which I don't know if you guys remember Bailey.
I love but her.
She came in here. She sang. She's awesome. And big
good
fan
girl
of the show. Great. And she deserves a shot. So we're not doing the contest this year. We're just going to go ahead and pick Bailey to sing the national anthem. And then we're going to have a big tailgate party.
Yay.
Now, have we gotten a hold of Bailey yet? Does she know this?
I think she just learned about it right now.
Okay, all right. Well,
we know her family has.
Right, right. Well, if she can't do it, then we will have to pick somebody. Yeah. But she has first right.
I was number one choice, yeah.
First right of refusal. She won the opportunity years ago, and unfortunately, we couldn't let her do it. But she's a great singer.
She's amazing. I love her. Follow her Twitter. She's an awesome, awesome person.
And she will do us proud, I am sure. So Bailey Callahan is who we picked to sing the national anthem this year. And we're going to do a tailgate party with barbecue and
music and some beverages, and I got a big old tent under there. It's going to be a big party.
So that'll be great.
We got two sets of those, so just so you know, it's about a pair of tickets to that. And then we have a pair of tickets to see Uriah Heep at the House of Blues on Wednesday, February the 14th. Tickets are on sale right now. Visit realradio.fm, keyword tickets, for more information. And those are the prizes in today's Prize Pinata.
All right, thank you. Angel 407-916-1041 or toll free. It's 1-888-978-1041. Let's go to Jay from Deltona. Hello, Jay. How you doing?
What's going on? Happy New Year, everybody.
What up, Jay?
Happy New Year to you, bud. And listen, if you win, you can take whatever prize you want. We got some tickets to the Monster Jam, other stuff in there. If you don't get it right, then you can pick one of the monsters to help you out. And good luck.
Thanks.
All right, buddy. Name the new celebrity who's a big'un. Who's going to be the new spokesman for Weight Watchers this year? At the beginning of the year, they always have a new spokesman for Weight Watchers. Who's the new celebrity? Who's a big'un?
She's a big'un.
He didn't say she.
Weight Watchers, man. That's kind of hard for me to see.
It's been everyone anybody. From Kirstie Alley to Oprah, right?
And Barkley.
Barkley, that's right, yeah.
What's her fit? Jennifer Hudson? What's her name?
Yeah, that sounds good. Jennifer Hudson, let's try that.
Jennifer Hudson, that's incorrect.
All right.
Who do you want to help you? You got Dirty Jim, Angel, Carlos, or Savannah?
Let's go with Dirty Jim.
Dirty Jim. Name the new celebrity spokesman for Weight Watchers. I would say now more relevant than who he just guessed.
Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson. Yeah, I would say now more relevant than Jennifer Hudson.
And you did say spokesman.
Probably Oprah.
You did say spokesman, but that doesn't. You didn't say spokesperson.
Ah, you're right.
But it's that doesn't mean anything.
It's not the overweight lover heavy D.
Let's go Oprah. Let's go Oprah.
No. I don't.
Got me with the Oprah collar.
I think it has to be somebody pretty relevant. I mean, that is relevant. Generationally relevant can also be seen by a younger audience and be known by an older audience as well.
I will give you that hint that yes, this is somebody who is more current. And would be more popular with a younger audience.
That's what we're doing in the new year?
Yeah, just
first round.
I was just talking out loud.
Is that what we're doing?
I was just talking out loud. He was the one offering up the information.
I'm just trying to get ideas.
I'm glad to be back.
Okay.
So,
just go ahead and say Keenan.
I'll be grumpy tomorrow and not give any hints at all.
Is it Melissa McCarthy?
It is not Melissa McCarthy. Oh, it is not.
That's a good guess, though.
But you know what? The funny thing is, I don't know that she would do that because. I think, honestly, this is one of the weirdest things ever. I think losing weight would affect her career negatively.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it would.
The person that is doing this Weight Watchers thing, I'm curious of how they're going to look afterwards. I don't know that it'll be good. Dennis from Lake Mary, you're on Real Radio 104.1. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, what's going on, Monsters? Missed you guys.
Hey.
What up, man? Thanks.
Glad to be back, man. Name the new celebrity that's a spokesman for Weight Watchers.
We the best. DJ Khaled.
It is DJ Khaled. Wow. There you go. Congratulations.
What?
It is him, and I was really surprised to see that. Let me put you on hold. You are a winner, sir, and yes, DJ Khaled, and he said that he's doing it because of his daughter.
Just real quick.
Yeah,
his son. Yeah, how could you not know? There's too much DJ Khaled right now.
You think so?
Yeah. There's too much DJ Khaled. I don't think DJ Khaled has the personality to be as famous as he is right now.
That's interesting.
It is weird, yeah.
I like him. I
I'm just saying.
I like him, then that's probably the...
For a character like DJ Khaled, because he's a character.
Right.
And for it to pop up to the point where Jimmy feels that he's oversaturated?
Yeah, I do think he is.
Really?
Yeah, well, he's got a TV show.
Well,
he's on every other song. He spends 40 minutes on stage at award shows, and now he's a spokesperson for Weight Watchers.
Here's the thing, though. Here's what will happen. It's not him that's oversaturated. It's that the world we live in can't deal with that much positivity. Right? So the more positive he is and the more at the top he is, like, the less people are going to like him because misery loves company.
Yeah.
And people like to pull you down.
Yeah, I didn't say I didn't like him. You
don't
remember.
I just say that
there's a lot of him on TV right now.
His positivity it's infectious. Well, people can't handle that.
I guess he's obviously huge on social media, and they said they're going to follow him every second through his diet and what he's eating, what he's making. And, I guess they paid him quite a bit to do this
going along with what you're saying, Savannah, this kind of fits into his persona right now. He's about his kid. He's about trying to be positive.
Right.
He's trying to uplift people. So one of those things that you do is you take care of your health,
right.
And by showing that to his followers, I mean, it makes sense to me. I don't think it's a bad look for him.
Yeah, he says to be great is to be healthy, and to be healthy means to shift my lifestyle, and you know, I've got to make some changes, and he's doing it for his son.
That's good. That's all about somebody changing and evolving, and that's what we all should do, except for we don't like it.
Well, son, I mean, he will motivate some people. You know?
He motivates people every day. In the younger generation, if you're talking about keys to inspiration and keys to success, he is one of the hugest motivating guys out there. He's a huge following on every social media platform. And he's an Orlando guy, too.
So, is he?
Absolutely. Went to Dr. Phillips and DJ Nasty here in town, a buddy of mine.
That whole crew.
That whole crew represents Orlando in Miami as well. But and they're worldwide. Every day you see him, and he's inspiring people. I think it totally fits in with the whole deal.
Now, let's ask this question. You know, who is it that now does The Price is Right? And he was...
Drew Carey.
Drew Carey.
Yeah.
When Drew Carey lost all that weight, it was weird. I mean, I know he's healthier and all that kind of stuff, but it was kind of weird to see him that way. If DJ Khaled loses all this weight, he's going to look like a different dude, isn't he?
Well, of course, but I think it'll look cool. I've seen pictures of him skinnier with Nasty.
With him, it's kind of a safe bet because you don't get the sense that he's, like, way girthy.
Yeah.
Like, he seems like a bigger dude.
He's a big dude, yeah.
Yeah, but he doesn't seem, like, sloppy. You know what I mean? He always dresses good. He always, like, looks good. I think this is just going to enhance him.
Yeah. Hey, did you tell me, or did you say, that we had two tickets to give away for the...
We got two pair of the Monster Truck, yeah.
Ooh, I got another trivia question if you want to do it when we come back.
Let's do it.
Real quick before we go, what do you think DJ Khaled's worth according to Celebrity Network?
Is this before or after this Weight Watchers deal?
No, this is right now. I mean, right now? I don't know if they've included that in right now, but as of now, I don't know if they've updated. But
120 million.
Oh, I was going to say...
I think you're going to be a little shocked.
I was going to say 75 million.
I go 500 million.
Nah, he's still on the come up, so about 35 million.
Yeah, believe it or not, even though you see him a lot, it's kind of weird how that money kind of comes around. It takes it's a wave kind of, and it hasn't hit him quite yet. Still worth 20 million.
That's good, man.
But not, I mean, you would think a guy with that much face coverage on across all platforms.
We're producing, really. Yeah, That's what I think of him as.
All right, we'll do another trivia question when we come back. You guys another chance to win some tickets to the Monster Jam. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Get a special introductory conflict of interest rate on all balance transfers.
Toll free, 888-978-1041.
Real Radio.
104.1.
From
Radio. 104.1.
Hey, check out the new video on our YouTube channel. Just go to iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube, and you'll be able to see new video, new episodes. It's very, very cool. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, Carlos, and Savannah, and we've got another pair of tickets to the Monster Jam, which is going to be, it's always a lot of fun. Gotta hope it's not freezing cold. It's always a lot of fun, though, and
we got a couple weeks out, right?
Yeah,
it's the 20th.
Yeah, we got a couple weeks for that. So,
we should thaw out by then.
I gotta hope so.
Yeah.
But they say it's gonna be cold like all week, and I know a lot of you just waking up and you're looking outside, and it's supposed to rain until 2:00. So if you can just roll over and go back to sleep.
I could have, but I didn't.
Well, I appreciate you coming.
Man, I had to go. Like, it was crazy. Like, driving to Orange Blossom Trail this early in the morning is crazy anyway because people love to run out in the street. But on a rainy day, when they have their hoods on and you can't see anything.
Are the hookers still there on a rainy day?
No, hell no. It's too cold for that.
Okay.
I mean, and they might put them out later in the afternoon when the sun comes up.
Ain't nobody trying to hook.
They're putting out.
Well, like I said, last night was, they said there were more babies being born or being made last night than any time ever in history,
that's
said.
Because it was cold.
Yeah, really cold. And I guess the most common birthday is September 26th. So they figured that last night and today are the days where more people are doing it.
That's
all right,
crazy.
We're going to do another trivia question, and maybe you guys can win some stuff here. Tim from Longwood, you're on Real Radio. How you doing, Tim?
Doing good. How are you?
Hey, buddy, I had two trivia questions. Both of these I know the guys would like, so I wanted to do another one. You get a chance to win, and if you do, cool. If you don't get it, don't worry, because one of the monsters could probably help you out, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, good luck. Here you go. Name the celebrity that is opening a 40-acre pot farm in California that's going to be a pot-smoking resort. It's going to have, I mean, like a glamping, like camping. It's going to have a small amphitheater. It's going to have pot-growing school. It's going to have a factory for edibles. It's going to have, I mean, it's a bunch of stuff. What celebrity has broken ground on this new 40-acre pot farm?
All right, well, I feel like the obvious choice has to be Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg is a great guess. It's not Snoop Dogg. Who do you want to help you? You've got Dirty Jim, you've got Angel, Carlos, or Savannah.
Snoop Dogg care about you smoking weed.
I guess I'll choose Angel.
Oh, there you go.
Angel, name the celebrity that is opening up a 40-acre pot farm in California. It's a pretty big deal, and they're saying he's going to cash in with this pretty well.
Woody Harrelson.
It is not Woody Harrelson.
Oh,
no,
that's a good guess. I was right there with you.
You're killing me right now as I saw the story this weekend. I cannot remember who it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw the story this weekend.
How ironic.
I cannot remember who it is. Right? Yeah. It's stinging my eyes.
Kevin from Longwood, you're on Real Radio. How you doing, buddy?
Must have read it.
Good. Welcome back, Monsters.
Hey, thanks, man. It's good to be back, man. Hey, name the celebrity that is opening up a 40-acre pot farm in California that's going to be like a pot-smoking resort.
Man, I was going to say Willie Nelson myself, but
I said Woody Harrelson.
50 Cent.
50 Cent is incorrect. You've got you got Dirty Jim, Savannah, or Carlos that can help you.
I'll take Carlos, man. I got two old boys wanting to go to Monster
Truck. Oh, put the extra pressure.
All right, you know, I'll give him a little hint.
I really want you to win this, man. All right.
I will give him a hint since you got a little boy you're taking. All right?
All right.
Do you know?
Do you know?
No. Oh, okay.
I thought I was solid with Woody Harrelson.
Okay. This is a big sports star.
Okay. Past or present?
I'm just giving one hint.
Oh, wait a minute. Just one round ago, you were just with all kinds of hits.
I got grumpy in the last round.
You spread your legs for Jimmy, and you got abstinence Russ for me.
I gave you a hint as a sports star.
Dang.
Is this sports star affiliated with the weed? Do we know that?
I didn't know. I didn't think so, but I guess so. I'm very naive to that, yeah.
Now.
Yeah, that's a...
Lucky for you, sir, I did see this story.
Ah!
Yes. I did see this story.
Do you remember, or are you like Jimmy?
right
cloudy.
In the middle. It's a little cloudy.
A little cloudy.
Literally.
A little hazy.
It's between two people in my head.
I will tell you this. Okay, yeah. I'll give you one more hint.
Yes.
The reason I picked this was because I thought, well, it would be fun. You could do the voice.
Oh, wow.
Oh, geez.
It's not Ricky Ricardo.
So it's somebody in the NHL.
Yeah. I think it does verify it.
This is one
of the greatest adventures in the whole absolute world. And when I was in prison, I actually thought about this, me and Mowling, and it has to be Mike Tyson.
It is Mike Tyson. There you go.
Yes, it is.
Congratulations.
I hope you have a fantastical time.
Have a good time. Yeah, it's Mike Tyson.
I did see it. Now that when you said that, I was like, yeah, Code Black said it to me. He goes, you guys hear that Mike Tyson's opened up in like a weed farm or whatever.
Yes, makes sense. Why not?
Does he have the money for this?
I guess so. They broke ground last night. They said it's going to be huge.
If he doesn't, he knows people that do.
Yeah.
But it's his name. But you know what the weird thing is I can ask Carlos and all you guys. I mean, did you guys know in any way, shape, or form, even with all the movies and stuff, that Mike was down?
I did not.
No.
I didn't know that either. Dude.
I thought it was going to be Willie Nelson, DMX, or Jimmy Buffett.
Willie Nelson was going to be my pick because it just makes sense with the farm edibles, and it just seems like we should be going to Willie Land. should be like, hey, we saved up, we're going to Willie Land, it's going to be weeks, it's going to be awesome.
And Willie Land would have more...
be Willie World.
Willie World, there you go.
It would have more credibility, really, than the Mike Tyson land, wouldn't it?
Now, Mike Tyson's one of those figures that will always be kind of... he's infamous, so he's like respected and loved and
but not associated with the weed.
Let me ask you this, in a sense of credibility, right? Because for example, we know that Snoop Dogg has his own strain.
Yep.
We know that, what's his name, the kid
Wiz
from
Khalif.
Wiz Khalif has his own, like they are really entrenched in this as a cultural kind of thing. Like this is part of who they are. I'm not sure if I buy it that, like, the description alone, it's talking about high quality strains of THC. It's, you know, all the edible, like all this stuff that they're talking about. He's not going to be doing that.
Yeah, it is an odd spokesperson to do it, but maybe he does really enjoy his pot. I mean, he did. I know he partied back in the day.
It says here in his 2013 memoir, he said that before he would fight, he would smoke.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. A lot of athletes love their weed, and it actually says it could enhance your. It can enhance your kind of cardiovascular stuff.
What he got in trouble for wasn't weed, though, was it? I thought he got in trouble for, like, cocaine.
I didn't know he had any drug issues at all.
Oh, hell yeah. Buster Douglas, before he fought that, he straight up said he was drunk and high when he fought Buster Douglas.
Says here he was caught in 2000, yeah. And he was fined $200,000 for testing positive for pot before he was boxing.
Now it's legal. Does he get the money back?
Right.
It is odd because I guess all those people he knocked out in 30 seconds can thank him for being high because they may be dead now.
Yeah. If he was doing coke, I mean, it'd be a different story.
Could you imagine? That dude has been stoned fighting since he was like 20. Yeah. I mean, honestly, he would have like 4 murders on his hands if that dude wasn't blanked when he stepped in the ring.
But I can't,
I'm high, brother. I'm high.
Yeah, but I can't see going to Tyson World and being like, give me the strongest stuff you have. And you know that's going to be some knockout power.
Somebody's going to knock you out. Yeah.
Mikey's Magic Mountain.
Oh, my God, it's going to be Indica for sure.
You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Social media experience.
No, that's not what happened.
That isn't antisocial.
What? Why would I not tag you in a photo on purpose?
Facebook.com/RealRadio1041. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting Seacoast.
Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, Carlos, Savannah, all here today. And I'm reminding you that Friday is Dirty Jim's new show starting at 3 o'clock. Now, normally when you would hear the Phillips file, but Jim Phillips worked a new deal where he's only going to work 4 days.
I want that deal.
And he's going to give you the Friday day. So on Friday, you'll be doing from 3 till 7.
3 to 7, yeah, doing that shift. It's called The Jim Colbert Show. Myself, Deb Roberts, Ross Padgett, and Jack Bradshaw starting a new era there. And hopefully it'll be good.
So that means you get to sleep in on Friday.
Yeah, yeah. But then just like you know how I'm a nervous wreck. So show prepping even yesterday for an hour, it seems. I don't know. But and it's gonna be weird doing time slot like that because a lot of the topics have been burned by either you guys or Sean. So it's a totally different machine. I'm not used to that. I'm used to like having fresh topics in the morning to kind of get out there with no other takes.
But I also think that a lot of people will be the first time they heard that topic. You know, like. Some people don't listen all day long.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
You know, so.
Well, I can't worry about it, but I mean, that's just kind of things I think about because I'm neurotic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But anyway, that's this Friday, so that's starting all new.
Super awesome.
This coming Friday. And then what else was I going to say? Oh, and then also, too, a couple of little things. I told you I went to Savannah, Georgia over the weekend. And man, okay, a lot of us have probably been to St. Augustine and to some places where they have these ghost tours, you know?
Yeah.
So I went to two.
Savannah's supposed to be one of the most haunted places in America, by the way.
And the most haunted allegedly the Sorrel's Weed House is supposed to be the most haunted place.
Yeah, I went to that place, was very disappointed.
Yeah.
I was like, really?
Weed House?
Yeah.
I went with Carlos. We just napped.
I was just like, oh.
Not what I think?
No, yeah. There's no little green cross.
No, there's not.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But there was a lady, and she was great at having, like, inflection in her voice, and then sometimes she would talk real soft, and then sometimes talk louder, and man, really kept you into it. It was really, really cool at that particular place. And then I went to another house where it was the guy, it was where they filmed Midnight
Garden.
In the Garden.
And they had pictures of what's his face in there?
Yeah, Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, was in there. But that guy, you talk about his voice, no inflection in his voice, and some people have claimed to see an apparition over to your right. And over I was like, oh, man.
He's been at it for a while now.
He knew the script, you know, perfectly, but he just was regurgitating the script. And man,
and in this corner, Kevin Spacey fed wine to a 14-year-old boy.
Oh.
Yeah,
got him.
Now a good and look, there's probably as much ghost activity in one house as there is the other. You know, probably none at all. But it really makes you believe it when someone can spin that tail really well. You know, and have inflection in their voice and get all quiet and you know they took us down to the very bottom basement. Like, this is where this is where they've seen a soldier walking back and forth. Now, you might want to take your camera out and take a picture. People have actually been able to capture this soldier. And, man, you're into it. You know, you're like, oh, my God, this is real.
Phone's out. Yeah.
Oh, and I'm taking pictures and stuff, and I'm like, man, I'm not seeing nothing. But that was a really good ghost tour. The other one was just...
You know, with all the holograms and things people can do nowadays, a really, really good haunted house... would have like a hologram, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then, but not always, like maybe once a month, the people that were in there got to take a picture and you never know when it's going to be. And you didn't even know it was a hologram.
You know that there's a company advertising for investors right now with that technology saying, hey, we're going to bring Elvis here. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. There's going to be 50 locations. Invest now. Have you seen them over the last like 3 or 4 days on television?
No.
Yeah, it's kind of, they're actually asking for investments for a business that is going to do like a theater that does just holograms, and they do like a variety show using the, you know, past stars, whether it be Jim Morrison or whatever.
They had it in Blade Runner. They did, showed that in the new Blade Runner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had one where like they kind of broke into a New Age lounge, and it was Elvis on stage, a hologram.
Yes.
Well, that hotel that I went to out in Colorado, in Estes,
The Shining?
Yeah, the Shining Hotel. For some reason, it's slipping my mind here. But they did the same thing, and you're right. The guy does make the tour either doable, because I think you go in going, okay, I want to see the cool stuff and hear the stories.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of understand where we are on the paranormal. You know, either you are in or you're out, or you're just looking for some entertainment. 100% right, because the woman we had was, I think she was kind of a special needs woman, and they kind of, it was almost like they just let her stay, and because she would do the whole thing, and because it was her only thing in life.
Yeah.
Oh, man. She was like...
really into it.
Corny into it. But my God, it made it so great, because she would try to do the scaring thing, and it was just scary because she was so weird.
The cemeteries that are there are creepy too, man. And like, there's one cemetery, and it's the one that was made famous in the Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, and it's where they had the there's a statue of a little girl, I think it's called Bird Girl, and she's got two plates, and it's to feed the birds. But they had to move that because so many people were messing with it or whatever. But you go there, and all these mausoleums, it's like stone houses made for these families, and back in the 1800s and 1700s, and it had to cost them, I mean, a mint to do this and to be there forever.
They couldn't bury them underground there, could they? Because the water level. Table?
Same thing with New Orleans.
I think it's what it was.
And when you go through New Orleans, I mean, you got to remember us, you could be driving through New Orleans and then be in the city, and then one block later, be right beside a graveyard the size of a small town. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
And the mausoleums like you're talking about are big enough for if you were going to live in there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like a small one-bedroom home, and it's all marble. And they're one after another.
I'll tell you something that was creepy. I was walking around, and there was nobody in this graveyard. It was during the day, and there was nobody there. It was cold, and walking around, just kind of reading the names. Turn around, and there's one huge gravestone, and it said Ralph E. May.
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't our buddy Ralphie May, but it was Ralph E. May. And I got chills, man. I was like, oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Were they multiplying?
He was sending you messages from the beneath.
It was weird. It was weird. And whoever this Ralphie May guy was, I mean, his entire family was with him. And it was back in the 1800s or something.
But everybody died so fast back then. Like, having a great mausoleum or having a great headstone or having a great plot was a really big deal. Like, it was a socialite kind of thing. Like, where you were in the cemetery, how big your area was in the cemetery. You know, because people died off quick back then.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So if you had made enough money that you could buy something gigantic like that to honor your life.
Yeah.
Like, that was pretty fancy.
Think about it. I mean, just in recent times, it was a big deal that Hugh Hefner made it a point to have his plot next to Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody thought that was creepy. Now, we talked about that. Because he bought it not that long ago, right?
Yeah.
Or was it a while back and we just kind of found out about it or something?
I think we only found out about it once he died.
Yeah.
And there's one thing there. It's a statue of a little girl named Grace. And allegedly, you know, if you catch it at the right time, the statue will start crying. And there's this old lady walking around going, have you found Grace? Have you found Grace? And I didn't know what she was talking about. And when she said, have you found Grace? I thought she meant like
Jesus,
religiously. Like, yeah. You know? And I said, yes, ma'am. And she goes, where is Grace? And I'm like,
in your heart.
it's in your heart. And she's like, no, the crying statue. But if you've never been to Savannah, Georgia, it's a great trip. And there's all kinds of, you know, bars and stuff. And the food is amazing. I'll tell you what's overrated, though. And obviously, whatever she said did not hurt her popularity that much. But Paula Deen's restaurant. I mean, a line. That's the only restaurant where there's a line to get in. People, and we ate there, and it's not that, man. It's
really?
Not.
Was it that, like obviously Southern style? Like,
yeah, but everything had way too much butter on it and way too much. I mean, it was just.
But that happens a lot with those celebrity endorsed restaurants because what happens is your expectations go so high because they're popular. It doesn't necessarily mean they're great, great cooks. They just got real popular with a television audience.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go in and you have your food, and you're like, I mean, okay. It was okay, but, you know, I've had better food at that little place right down the street.
Or
you know?
At Golden Corral.
Right. Actually, I think you probably get a better meal at Golden Corral.
Yeah, the Guy Ferrari's restaurant shut down.
Yeah, the one
weekend.
In New York Times, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the one. I mean, but it was 5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it got, I mean, I don't know anything about it other than I did read the review when it came out 5 years ago in New York Times, mm-hmm. and it was the only thing I'd ever seen that got no stars.
Yeah, oh,
it,
really?
It that guy... really caught a lot in Guy Fieri, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, you know, this is just like one of those things where you can't do that. You can't do that, but maybe you don't like the food, but you can't take it away from people who do.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you know, Jim Phillips and I were just talking about this a couple weeks ago, and that exact thing happened. That guy from the New York Times took him out, said it was the worst restaurant he'd ever been to, and I think that he allowed the personality of Guy Fieri to kind of infect the, what he was doing. Maybe he didn't like that kind of food, but a guy who's eating in New York shouldn't go in there for a burger slop with coleslaw and onion rings and slathered in that special guy mayo sauce. I mean, it's malicious.
At the Paula Deen place, I mean, I think they made more money selling, you know, stuff in the gift shop than they really did with the food. I mean, even though people were buying the food, but like the gift shop, man, like these women were buying everything Paula Deen. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, she was, you know, but you know what happened was, we went to that, which was very popular. Someone told us another place to go to that was popular. And then one day we're just walking around like, okay, want spaghetti and meatballs. Let's find a place with spaghetti and meatballs. And we found this off the road Italian restaurant. No one really talked about it, whatever. Went in there
and
had the best meal with a real guy from Italy, and he was so nice. There was nobody else in the restaurant, and made us the best meal.
We will be right back, Mr. Rollins.
That's what it was
Dad,
like.
Can you believe this guy here? He thinks I'm
right.
He thinks I'm Italian. I'm from Savannah, dude.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Rollins. Thank you for coming in. You are a wonderful guest.
He was singing.
He still thinks I'm Italian.
I know.
Manettucci, pepperoni, ravioli.
He was singing opera, and he was, and in my mind, I thought he could totally be fooling me, and it could be Carlos doing a bit. But the guy seemed so Italian.
Oh, you know, you remind me of one of my favorite opera songs, Rossi Rollins. Would you like to try the new champagne? No, okay.
It was it was kind of cool to just bump into a place that nobody really told us about, and that was the best meal really we had the entire time. Speaking of great meals, Angel, while we were out, I saw on your Twitter, I think, a pile of parts, and you had a big green egg to put together.
Yes.
How did that go?
It was awesome. I learned very quickly that's not a one-man job.
Yeah.
No.
When the Wassies came, it was Mr. Wassie, the son Wassie, and Mama Wassie, and they all three came and put it together, and it took all three of them.
Yeah.
And when I saw you were doing it by yourself, I'm like,
I started off with the base, and I was putting that together, and then I go to move the big ceramic, and I was like, oh, no, this is not going to work.
Yeah.
And so I hit up a couple of the boys, and they came over, and we put that thing together.
You got to lift it up on
there. It weighs 180 pounds.
Yeah, and it's ceramic. You want to be gentle with it, right? So, and then, you know, once you build the nest for it, you want to make sure that it sits in there properly.
Right. It sits in a nest?
Yeah. It's a rolling metal nest.
Yeah.
Love it so much more now.
And so so putting it together, and then the key thing, and Jimmy mentioned to it, and Wassies mentioned this to me, and I made sure I watched the video, is that when you're putting the seal around the top part,
mm-hmm.
that's like the key point. If you if you mess that up, then you're going to mess everything up.
Yeah, you can't have any heat getting out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be a good seal.
So put it together with the fellas, and then put all, you know, the fire boss on and did all those things, and it's awesome.
What'd you make?
I've a lot of chicken. So doing wings.
Yeah.
I've been doing the wings and stuff that I can't really mess up yet.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You don't want to spend a lot of money on food, and chicken's the perfect thing to learn with, because the last thing you want to do is throw like a really nice $30 or $40 brisket on there and then turn it into a piece of leather.
You know what I mean? And so and just getting comfortable with it and acclimated with the fire boss and all those kind of things, and just getting comfortable with it. I'm really close to getting ready to either try ribs or a pork shoulder next.
Yeah.
But
that flame boss is built for a pork shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Just try cube steak.
Yeah, if you make a cube next day. I will come.
Call you. I will call you. Definitely have you come over. But it's been, it was a blast in the sense that it's almost like cheating.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, using that.
Cheating ain't eating.
Yeah, but it's so much fun. It's really.
Please stop.
And then literally, you know.
Fit perfectly there, by the way.
Yeah,
it did. That's why I was there.
It totally worked.
I thought it was reversed, though.
But like having the guys there, and this is the stuff that starts happening. Well, what do you think if we put that on there? What do you think would happen? All right, and I told them, hey, I buy that one piece. We can make pizzas on this. Yeah. And they're like, oh, how about these kind of ribs? What do you think will happen? Like, you start thinking of those things. Like, I wonder what happened if I throw this on there.
Yeah. You got to get that book, the recipe book, or go to their website.
I've been going to the website a lot, yeah.
And there are things you never would have think, you know, putting on there. Like, oh, okay, that sounds good. It's fun to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been having a blast with it. I'll start putting more of those up on the Instagram account.
Do you put little baby quails in there and be like, welcome back home to your nest? And get like real crazy with it.
I love the nest.
That was a little crazy.
If you guys would have told me there was a nest for this big green egg, I would have bought one 5 years ago. No one told me about the nest.
Yeah, it got a little baby nest.
That makes it authentic, and to me, that makes it better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put my foreman in a bale of hay just to kind of make it like a nest now, so I could replace it with a real nest.
Toaster oven. I don't have a George Foreman. Thank you very much.
You're classy.
I wish I had one.
What?
A George Foreman.
Can you get them everywhere still?
I think so. Are you kidding? Yeah. Go to any thrift store and pick your color.
I only have a toaster oven, and every time I use it, it catches on fire.
Didn't somebody else start endorsing that, though? Like No,
they're still George.
It's still George?
It's still, and they've done is basically incorporate that technology in all kinds of different things based off of the grill, you know?
Yeah. It's still a hot plate.
God, I love a panini.
When you look at it really from the outside, it's still a hot plate.
That's leaning.
Yeah, it's a leaning hot plate.
I love a panini. Oh,
but you know, you could see how healthy it was because of everything ripped down.
That's it.
Hey, I love
that
it. Sells it.
That little fat container collector, that's all the job was, just sit there and collect grease.
And the reason they're all in the thrift stores is because people realize, hey, hold on now. It's taking away all the good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all the stuff.
Because the fat is the good stuff. Hey, over the vacation as well, a lot of times we lose celebrities over the holiday. Didn't look like anyone passed away.
No, there was one person.
Somebody did,
passed.
And I saw it briefly, a flash on the news somewhere.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Not a big one.
Yeah, dude.
Who?
Rosie. The chick from Dick Van Dyke or whatever.
Oh, well, yeah.
Rosemary.
Well, she's older. And
93 years old, but she passed away.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a guy, wasn't it?
No, I don't think a big one passed. I mean, last year was like George Michael and a bunch of people passed during the holidays. I don't know that many did. But I did watch the In Memoriam thing where they do it on like either NBC or ABC or whatever, and they show everyone that passed throughout the year. And man, it really was. There were a lot of big celebrities. I forgot Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah, yeah. Not as prolific as 2016. Reaper, but big names though.
Yeah.
Like where there was not volume, there was quality.
Yeah, and it always amazes me. You know, there's a lot of these people that at the one time in their life they were the biggest thing in the world, and they just get a little mention at the end of the news.
It does bother you, Russ, and obviously that's something. And I understand. In my psyche, I'm like, well, you do all this stuff in order to be remembered and your legacy, and then
and
you're just
a
wipe. You know, literally. But your art lives on. Your art lives on, you know, and I think musicians have the best crack at it because music kind of permeates everywhere.
And they play it around on, you can still hear old songs on the radio. You can't do that with theaters.
Exactly. Yeah.
But doesn't also depend on your level of stardom as a musician? For example, one of the kids that passed away this year is a kid named Little Peep.
Yeah.
Outside of the region and a very niche crowd, that kid's never going to become. Yeah. We're not going to appreciate him more.
But you know
what
the funny thing is? My wife saw Little Peep's death and started listening to it. She goes, man, Little Peep was good.
Yeah.
She actually liked Little Peep's music. Yeah, she listens to
good
it.
Good song, yeah.
I was watching it like people like Don Rickles, and it was like, Don Rickles, quick. And then another.
Yeah, wow.
And I'm like, dude, that guy at one time was, you know, I know that was a long time ago.
But they
and
get
then
their
Adam, now Adam West did get he got a little bit of a longer clip, and they gave him the love. The two that bothered me the most this year was Adam West and Tom Petty. And
with Adam West, though, it's kind of weird, though, because he became a cult figure back in the day, and he influenced a lot of movie makers that we see right now.
Well, you know
they were big fans of the corny Batman, all those guys making those those comic book movies, grew up with Adam West as a hero, no different than you.
You know what's funny is that Adam West at the time was going up against Roger Moore for parts and stuff, and then at the time it seemed like Roger Moore getting the 007 was a bigger deal or a bigger star. It was a quick little Roger Moore, and then Adam West, and he had a nice long thing. And like I'm sure in his life he didn't realize that he would be beloved more after he passed.
How about this though?
And now the voiceover thing has a lot of value.
Oh,
Carlos can tell you
absolutely.
That look at Mark Hamill's career, dude. I mean, that guy literally died on the vine, and cartoons kept him alive to have him reprise this Star Wars thing.
What do you think if it's a country thing? Like in the UK, they spent more time on Roger Moore,
probably,
and then like a blip of Adam West.
That's you're probably.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, the other one was, and I know this is we got to go, but Dick Enberg died, who is a big sports announcer. You got to remember, for sports guys,
he's a big deal.
They grew up listening to that voice, whether it be Al Michaels or any of the guys that you grew up listening to.
Yeah.
Harry Carey, part of their childhood.
Another one that got a quick mention, and then it was off, was Jerry Lewis. And you know, there was a time when Jerry Lewis was on top of the world, but he wasn't as well liked.
Country thing, though. Yeah, in other countries, he was still like.
Yeah, but in France, I mean, we know the Jerry Lewis thing over there. But I mean, that guy was Hollywood.
Yeah,
that team.
All right, listen. Another chance to win $1,000 is coming up next. So listen for the keyword, and you could win $1,000. And also, we'll find out six things you knew we were going to talk about. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
To win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. From Real Radio.
Hey, here in 2018, we have a brand new YouTube channel. You guys will love it, Monster fans. It doesn't cost you a thing. So when I say subscribe, you're just going to hit a button, and you know it will let you know when something new comes up. And there's new video all the time. But it's not too much. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people can do too much. It's just the right amount. And you can check it out on our new YouTube channel. Just go to iHeart Monsters Radio. And all of our social media, by the way, is under iHeart Monsters Radio. So you can go to Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and check it out. It's iHeart Monsters Radio. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins along with Dirty Jim, Angel Carlos, and Savannah, all back from vacation. I know everyone's glad that to have live radio back. I can't tell you how many people were like, I don't like listening to the best of. But listen, we have to take a break sometimes. And some people are fooled and they don't know.
I was fooled.
You were?
Yeah, I was listening to News Junkie. And I was like, I did the same thing as Jimmy. And I was like, are they back today? I was like, you really can't. Unless you listen every single day and know every single segment. I mean, and you obviously, if you mention something timely.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the deal. Anyway, we'll do the six things you need to talk about. I did write down six things that I definitely wanted to cover today on the show coming back. And if you get if you guess one of those things, then we'll give you a prize. And the prize pinata. The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041. Also, the texting service. You can text us at 77031. Have they been texting Dirty Jim? I have not been paying attention to that as much.
Yeah. When they started texting dead celebrities.
Oh, right.
Metalark Lemon.
I did not know Metalark Lemon.
Martin Landau, died. Chester Bennington.
Oh, Chester Bennington, yeah.
Chris Cornell, you know.
Metal
those
Lemon,
happen within weeks of each other.
What I remember about Metalark Lemon, obviously he's with the Harlem Globetrotters, but he did a big promotion with Burger King back in the day. And you can get a Metalark Lemon poster if you got like a chicken sandwich or something like that.
Yeah.
And I had to go get that poster because I thought he was funny, you know. I thought he was cool. I did not know he passed. 407-916-1041. Ken, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Ken?
Good, guys. How are y'all doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So I'm going to go ahead and guess, even though Angel kind of gave me a hint towards it, but this is a big deal being in Orlando, Florida, that UCF went 13-0 and won the bowl game.
It is a big deal, and that is one of the things I definitely wanted to talk about today. And it warrants being able to talk about it three or four times a day because, man, what a big deal. I think they are the greatest sports team to ever play in Central Florida. I don't know that anyone's brought up any other team that has gone undefeated and won a bigger, you know, bowl game or a bigger thing.
I don't think anybody's had a season like this. Yeah. Now, we were talking earlier, and there is a Indian River Community College or Indian River State now down in Port St. Lucie.
Yeah.
That swimming team there is globally recognized as the best swimming team on the planet or some ridiculous. They've won like 50 championships. It's bananas.
But the Magic, the 95, whenever they went to the finals, when they went against Houston.
That, it was huge. It was great.
That, nothing's bigger than Shaq, and that team itself was kind of, it still goes down as one of those teams that's like, wow, they were amazing. So I would say that team is still the greatest. UCF?
I would disagree. I think
college football isn't popular around the world. It's only popular in the United States. That's it.
But man, is it popular. College football seems to be even more popular than pro these days.
Go to Africa and say, go to parts of Africa, go to parts of South America and say UCF football. And then go and say Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay, well, if those are the parameters,
be, right?
if we're going worldwide in parameters, you know, that's arguable.
Soccer.
But for people that live here in Orlando and the team you're the most proud of that you think did the best, for me, it's got to be this UCF team because, I mean, undefeated. They got all these great stories with the coach coming back and coaching for the last game. The one guy who's missing a hand and he's
great.
Defensive player. I mean, just a great all-around story team.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like we're comparing apples to apples here.
Yeah.
I mean, if the rules are, and your idea of this contest is impact in Central Florida, Orlando, the best team story to come out of Orlando, Florida, as awesome as the NBA is, out of the teams that have been assembled here in Orlando, Florida, the most championships either go to Orlando Predators,
yep. mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
They're the most championship teams.
Right.
So then as overall season completed, the best feat would have to be this UCF team, yeah. even though the Magic yeah. went to the finals.
Yeah.
yeah. Hey,
the overall season, just the actual completion of it.
Will there be some sort of a parade or some sort of
yeah,
a congratulations?
Parade's already being planned.
Where's it going to go down? Is it going to go down
it's
downtown?
Downtown Orlando.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they're hoping to get that done within the next week. Athletic director's already saying that he's going to put up a national championship banner
really?
In the stadium. Yeah, he's doing exactly what an athletic director is supposed to do. Hey, my guys went out there, completed something that nobody thought can do. I got a guy texting in already. Oh, they had a crappy conference. It's not their fault.
Wow. Angel Rivera.
Hey, so with that said, you have to understand the AD, it makes perfect sense. He hires the head coaches. He builds the sports program. So if I was an AD and I hired Scott Frost, who then hired the coordinators that created that undefeated team, I'd be up there shining it on me as well, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great reflection on the guy making an unbelievable decision on a guy that really, until 4 years ago, only football people really knew about. Now the guy's a household name.
It kills me today when I was listening, like I said, on XM, and these guys were talking. And like, well, this is just, you know, they're just not as great athletes in UCF as they are. I'm like, man.
That's a bad broadcaster because that was not the national TV broadcast. They gave them their fair ups.
Did they?
Oh, absolutely, because there's no denying that UCF was an amazingly athletic team. They were the highest scoring team in college football. Yeah,
they said they were less talented and just
what?
Didn't match up to
that's
Auburn.
That's what I've been telling UCF fans. Pay attention within the last couple of days and going forward. Pay attention to these guys who won't give them their props or give the team the props for the accomplishments that they did for this season. They went 13-0. Remember these guys because when it comes around next year, they're going to be the first guys that out of nowhere, I've always been a big proponent of UCF football.
You see what I tweeted out to Stephen A. Smith?
Yeah.
I tweeted out and I tagged UCF alumni and that game itself because they're like, look, alumni, look who's not holding you up. All those people, Stephen A. just dogging them. Auburn wet the bed. Never even mentioned UCF being great and doing everything it had to take to beat a team like that. And you could probably pick four other teams in the SEC that would have been a 10-point underdog. And so that's what kills them at the conferencing. You could pick other teams who play in that same exact conference that you would consider respectful that they could have beaten.
I mean, is that one of the biggest Cinderella stories in college football?
It is the Cinderella story of this year, for sure, without question.
But yeah, with the 2 years going, not winning a whole game just 2 years ago, that's an amazing...
Never been done.
Yeah, that's...
Never been done. In FBS history, a team has never gone 0-12 and then 12-0 in a two-year span.
Hey, so if they do a parade for UCF, will it be out at the campus, do you think, or will it be in downtown Orlando?
Downtown Orlando, yeah, man. You can do it down Orange Avenue, shut it down, have a big old party.
I'll be there.
That's an Orlando thing.
They made us proud. I mean, they deserve...
No doubt about it.
They deserve a great parade.
And the fans did, too. I kind of seconding what Angel said, when you're watching that game, that was a home game for UCF, essentially, because it was so loud. every time that they have so many of these traditions with the kickoff or the, you know, and the touchdowns and the, I bet you the Auburn fans were taken aback.
Not only were the Auburn fans taken aback, so was the team on the field.
You could see it.
Auburn came out and threw a big time heavyweight punch in the first few minutes.
Yeah.
And UCF stood there and took their best shot. They were shook the rest of the game. All you guys that are coming in and texting this hate, this is the problem with fandom here in Orlando, right? We are proud of this team.
And yes. Should be.
We should be proud of them. Let's prop them up. You want to tear down somebody else? Go tell your story. Go kick rocks.
Angel, yeah. Another one I keep getting at, I put this on Facebook, and a lot of these guys were saying, oh, yeah, well, the 72 Dolphins were much better. And I'm saying, they're not from Orlando. That's not Orlando. I'm saying Central Florida, Orlando, this city. I've lived here for 50-some years. Like, I'm talking about this particular city. Miami is not Orlando.
No.
And the 72 Dolphins, a different conversation. I'm talking about here in Orlando, you do have the Orlando Magic went to the finals. I loved it. It was awesome. And then the Orlando Predators won a bunch of arena bowls. But really, this UCF...
on this stage, on a national stage like that. Look, to play on New Year's Day is a big deal now. They played on New Year's Day. That's a feather in your cap, man.
Against Auburn. And
again, I'm not worried about what they've done or what they're going to do next year because we're celebrating what they accomplished this season. Year. So shut up.
You know what? Here's the thing with college football guys, it doubts everything about their team that a team in this conference went and beat the biggest and the baddest boy. So then it goes to your team. Well, could they have beat my FSU? Could they have beat my Oklahoma? Could they? So in return, that's how they kind of react is to bash another team and bring them down.
So obviously UCF could have beat the Gators this year.
Oh, they would have stomped the Gators.
I don't think the Gators had a good year.
And Florida State, and more than likely Miami.
Yeah.
And they already did USF, so we know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a solid-ass team. A solid-ass team, and a lot of fun to watch. Thank you, guys, UCF. I know some of the guys are back in town and listening to stuff.
Did you see that? This is one of the neat things. The only time I've seen this with one of the professional teams here in town is when the fans showed up for the Lions when they came back and they met them at the airport. These kids got back there. Yep. They were fans.
The water
waiting
cannon.
They were waiting for them on campus. They had the police escort coming back onto campus.
That's awesome.
That is cool.
That's what they should get.
Yeah, that's I want all those things for my city.
And with the quarterback, Milton, that's his name, right?
Mackenzie Milton.
That dude. Bald.
He looked great. Yeah,
looks like Drew Brees,
and he's a junior.
Sophomore.
Wow,
legitimate sophomore.
Dude, that's what's scary about Alabama as well, because that kid they have playing for them is a true sophomore as well. So, I mean, there are a lot of quarterbacking talent out there right now, but this kid Milton is for real.
NFL needs it, and
he's got a great head. And you're going to find out the athleticism makes a difference. But if you watch the NFL and really watch the NFL, the smart guys are the best quarterbacks.
You saw him all the time calming him down.
The smart guys are the good quarterbacks.
I wonder what kind of crowd. It's not too cold, but I wonder what kind of crowd will show up to support UCF, you know, with this parade.
Think about it. UCF is the biggest school in the nation, right?
Second biggest student body.
And they're just everywhere. UCF fans are everywhere. So, yeah. I can't remember a parade in Orlando ever. Right? Like a sports parade?
Well, the Citrus Bowl parade, not for a winning team like that. The Citrus Bowl parade because of the Citrus Bowl. But when it comes to the bringing home a team like a ticker tape World Series winner, I can't remember one.
The Magic didn't get that, right?
You don't get that for the Eastern Conference.
We don't get swept.
When I was out this weekend, or like for the past 2 weeks since we've been gone, I saw more UCF t-shirts, sweatshirts, regular shirts, hats.
You're right, Savannah.
Everything than I ever have in my whole entire life. Like every single person almost had them.
Also, people that graduated from UCF on my Facebook feed. I have, quite a few there, and where it's all like guys were putting up their old school hats that they had when they were in college because they'd gone into their closet and broke out their letter jackets or whatever they came with, sweaters or whatever, and they're all showcasing, and these guys haven't rooted for the team in 10 years,
I think, didn't Jack go up to the game?
Yeah, Jack was there. Yeah,
he was there. That's right. I'm sure.
The program director job is a good one. You can get in there. I yelled a big F you when he texted me a shot from the field this weekend.
That was cool. He was right there next to Scott Frost. In the interview, I was following his stuff.
All right, there's still five more things of the six things you knew we talk about. We'll do some of that when we come back. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. It's rainy and cold out there. If you're just getting up, you ain't going to work. And you have the opportunity to roll over and go to bed. stay in bed. It might not be a good, it might not be a bad idea. But if you're going, to work, be careful driving in. I know there were some accidents out there. A lot of people.
Yeah, I just got from my wife. She said it is miserable out there, raining hard as hell and cold as balls.
It colder, and we talked to Jamie King earlier from Fox 35. Said it's going to rain until 2 o'clock, and we expect cold weather all week. So very unusual for us. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, Carlos, and Savannah, all here today, back from vacation. So yes, it's all live today. We'll be live for the News Junkie and the Phil's File and Tom and Dan. So that's today, all day, you have an opportunity to win $1,000 every hour.
It is so cold, and I'm so hungry because of it.
You are?
Yes. I'm hungry. I'm cold. It's rainy outside.
Could you do some damage to a Golden Corral right now?
Yeah, I could. I hate that I even know about Golden Corral now.
Come on, girl.
It's the only place I want to eat at.
Question.
Yeah?
Do we do what stupid Northerners do to us during the summer? To Northerners,
which
like right now, you know, you put on Facebook, oh, it's cold, and a guy from like Ohio is like, try Ohio, it's -72, and my balls are freezing off.
I can't believe you're saying that.
And so I'm like, guys, this is Florida. Of course, when it gets below 60, it's cold for us. But in the summer, when you see people posting about heat,
we don't go, hey, you don't know heat.
I think I do.
Dude,
I think I may go, yeah, but try Florida. It's like,
no,
humidity.
I don't do that. Never.
What happened to this new? I just noticed that this week, and I was like, man, what is what? I've seen more online weather shaming than I've ever seen. And Carlos is 100% right. You get a little blast of cold air, and you're like, hey, guys on Facebook are like, oh, my God. It's like, you know, it's 20 degrees in Atlanta. And then out of nowhere, you'll see the comments. And, like, the 13th comment is some dude from North Dakota going, yeah, the high today is -9.
And I'm like, I wasn't asking what your weather was. I'm telling you what mine is.
Yeah, you live in North.
Yeah.
Let's go in North Dakota.
My favorite one is the guy who's like, I'm making T-shirts that says global warming is BS because I'm cold right now.
I think that guy is the president.
I had that, Carlos, that exact experience this the bowl game, January the 1st, DJing on Church Street, and it's Notre Dame LSU fans. So we're out there, and I'm out there at 9:30 getting set up and everything, and a couple Notre Dame fans are already there. And so we're up at outside bar talking, me, Jimmy, and the guys, and we're like, dude, it's you know, this is cold. And guy from Notre Dame looks over, and he's like, this is nothing.
Yeah.
Breaks out to his phone. He goes, this is right in front of my house. 6 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
6 degrees. I was like, okay, you win.
Yeah. But you live there, and you picked to live there. We picked to live here, where it should be always warm. Maybe like a couple days, it gets down in the 60s, and we're like, oh, wintertime, Christmas.
That's the validate the fireplace.
Right back up.
I know at the UCF game, they said that that both sides of the stadium or the dome, both of the garage doors were open, so the wind was actually whipping right through there. And it was the coldest they had played all year was in that stadium because they left those big garage doors open. And I guess the balls were super, super hard because they thought, well, it's going to be inside, so it's not the same protocol.
That's what my wife said.
keep the balls warm. I was waiting for one of you guys to do it. I don't know which one.
I guess there's different protocol to keep the balls warm whenever it's outside, and this was inside. So they played.
It starts with this.
Listen.
Yeah.
Right. It's been so cold at Gatorland, and so many people have been there. We had a record year, P.S., which is amazing. Mm-hmm. I went to check on one of our alligators, and in order to get to him, I had to crawl underneath a bridge, right? Mm-hmm. And I came out on the other side, and I was like, Blackwater, are you all right? And this lady goes, what in the hell are you doing? And I was like, I'm just checking on him. It's been really cold lately. And she was like, you need to get out of there right now. And I was like, this is my job.
This is a customer saying this?
Yeah.
And she works.
She was like, well, you know what? I think you're stupid. And I was like,
damn.
You know what?
Heard
that's
that
okay. I hope you have a happy holiday, and I'm just going to do my job now. And she was like, you better not get any closer. I'm going to film it. And I was like, go ahead, film it.
So you didn't have your Gatorland.
Yeah, I had my clothes on, and that's the thing. Huh. Like, she was yelling at me she was my mama. And the alligator was so cold, I pet him on the tail. I was like, are you all right? And he was just like,
They don't move at all.
They're not moving.
Go away.
But can you imagine that somebody from up north, they come down here and they see a woman in the water with a gator to them.
Crawling under a bridge.
Yeah, they think you're going to get eaten right in front of them.
Well, they don't have to be so nasty about it.
Okay. Josh.
Came from the north.
Josh, you're on Real Radio 104 by 1.
That's why y'all cold up there.
Hey, happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, Josh.
I want to guess one of the six things you guys might talk about.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
The Logan Paul guy, YouTube star.
What
was it?
Logan Paul, who's like one of the biggest YouTubers in the world. He, go ahead and finish what you're saying. I'm sorry.
He went to one of the Japanese forest that's known for suicide. And he filmed it, and he happened to actually film a live body, and he's getting a lot of backlash from it.
He's filming a body that was dead, but it was recent.
Hanging from a tree or something, right?
Yeah, that's what they do. They hang themselves.
Yeah.
He did a big apology. It's a really big deal. Like, that's that guy's life.
It's a giant deal because he has massive sponsorships. And we're not talking about, Bob's Garage. We're talking about Pepsi.
Yeah.
You know, big time deal. It's 6
Bob
million plus
he's
subscribers.
Got a great garage.
What?
I did see the story, and I did see his apology, and I guess people were very, very upset because a lot of children saw it.
Especially little kids that, follow him and think that he's a god.
Yeah.
Because on YouTube right now, he pretty much is.
He's a tween god, but he's a tweener.
He can do anything.
He's a tweener guy. He's like the worst possible age group to be showing that. And then he tried to cover it. Look. Because some of the language, I guess, that he used to the crew when they were joking about it was, what's wrong? Never been next to a dead guy?
Yeah.
It wasn't real sympathetic, but yet he tried to spin it in the media with his PR team and say, hey, look, I was just trying to do a public service announcement for
pushing the envelope.
Anti-suicide or whatever. I'm pushing the envelope. And people are like,
there was nothing anti-suicide about that.
No, you're not that clever.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and say that you're just a doofy dude who got lucky, right time, right place, right thing. We're going to call you out and still say that you tried to glorify suicide and use it to your benefit to get more
viewers.
But
the thing is, the more we talk about this conversation, the more money he's making right now.
The more hits he's getting.
The more money he's making right
now. That's just an unfortunate byproduct. You still have to talk about the story. No, it says validity.
No. I'm just saying, whether he filmed that part of it or cut it out, the energy generated from the anger on both sides is going to fuel the rest of his career.
Think about it this way, in this regard, though. It wasn't until the video reached peripheral fans like us that he took it down. Because he had almost like 500,000 to 600,000 views before there was complaints.
And it only been up like a day, right?
Right. So like his core audience, not even a
mistake. And they're defending him, too. And he told them as well in the apology, don't defend me. What I did was wrong. I believe in mental illness and things like that. But he didn't take it down till it had gotten over a million views.
Right. So let's talk about this place where he was at. It's in Japan, right? And it's
called Ioka Shara Forest or whatever, and it's been called the Suicide Forest because for some reason, and by the way, it looks like a place you would go to commit suicide. It looks like the most miserable place on earth.
Oh, right.
It's a cultural thing because, in Japan, if you can't take care of your family, or if you can't take care of your bills or these things, there's like a whole
shame.
There's a thing of the Japanese missing people, where people just, whatever's happened to them professionally or whatever, they'll go and they'll go commit suicide and they'll just disappear. Their family doesn't know where they went. No one knows. This is a cultural, very cultural kind of thing.
Honor is really important.
We saw a CEO jump out of a building because his company was caught up in some type of fraud or a mistake was made and it shorted his bank or it was somewhere, and he jumped off the building.
Yeah.
I mean, because it caused shame to his name. So like these guys are saying, I kind of know him at the forest for a little bit. They actually made a movie about it.
I remember
horror movie that was kind of
called
The Forest, I believe. It was kind of based on the idea of that movie. But I mean, if you go and search the images, everything from, and a lot of them like to hang themselves with shoestrings for some reason. That seems to be the big thing.
Tiny.
Man.
Yeah. Well
they're small people.
And then they find them in tents sometimes. But the weird thing is finding them at all, considering how dense and looks to be like you can't even walk through it. It's just a bunch of years of trees fallen and vegetation. It doesn't even look like there's a floor to it.
But obviously there already have been some things that have been on YouTube that have gone over the line, but
just tons of it.
Something like this.
But
I saw
not
that
somebody like him.
Right. YouTube said, look, this is not the kind of thing that we normally would pull something like this, and they did pull it, right?
He pulled it the story is. I don't know. YouTube makes a lot of money off Logan Paul. Like, a lot of money. Like, millions of dollars off Logan Paul.
He's the superstar, right?
Yeah,
Carlos told me about him two or three years ago. I never heard of the guy.
Yeah, he's as big as they get.
Yep.
He's the A-list of the A-list on YouTube.
Yeah, and matter of fact, when describing this guy, I believe, just like Carlos said, they list him as YouTube calls him a global influencer.
Yeah.
Or something. They use words like that.
22 years old.
Yeah, and he's a brother that's almost at the same level as him.
People don't like his brother as much, though.
No, he's a little rougher around the edges. But remember, this is all playing out with no blueprint, right? This is all. This is all. You know, nobody has done this before. We've never had a guy that has this much influence who can literally broadcast something at a moment's notice. Mm-hmm. Who he told everybody he was going there. I don't see the issue with it. I know it's going to be weird or whatever, right? But he promoted it. He talked about it.
He said, "I'm going to this forest where people commit suicide."
He put mental awareness stuff in the front. He put mental awareness stuff in the back. I didn't see the video. I read the transcript of the video. He talked a lot about. What I'm saying is this: I don't think he did it just for the views. I think he did it to do a shocking, maybe an interesting, shocking, I can't believe it piece, but I don't think he's like, oh man, this is going to get me more views, because he's at the level now where anything he puts out is going to go million views immediately.
Yeah, I don't think it was malicious, Carlos, but I think it was callous.
It was callous,
I think it was pretty callous. And you know, another thing, too, is very interesting about what you just said. Consider his popularity. No television show.
No.
No band. Not a movie star.
He was a Disney guy.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know that anybody knew him from. Not my guys didn't know him from Disney. They only knew him from YouTube.
Maybe this the brother is more is bigger with Disney.
Bought a $7 million home in L.A.
Just to give you an idea, he's averaging $14 million a year, right? At 22 years old, from his while YouTube makes 45% off of his. Off his earnings, off his YouTube views, right? So he's got 15 million views.
So he's 22 years old. He's looking to keep that ball rolling. What can I do that would be cutting edge? Okay, yeah. Well, I could go to a prison. Someone's done that before. Let's go to this forest.
Every time there's a show or a creator, a content provider that does stuff that is shocking, or I always take a step back because I know we've done stuff on here that we had no intention of being wrong or mean or callous. It was more like, hey, I think this will find entertaining. And then you kind of sit back and you go, that didn't work as much.
I think, Carlos, what the outrage is, though, is that YouTube has its
parameters,
rules.
Yeah.
And even YouTube failed. With him putting out all these things, what's in place for YouTube to censor or to capture this stuff, even they failed at their level. And I think that's what's causing most of the outrage.
Especially right now, since YouTube just changed their algorithm. So they're pulling a lot of money from people. Like people that used to make like $6,000 a month off their YouTube videos and that was their sole career are now making like $2,000.
And that's why they didn't catch it.
Or like $1,500.
Because he demonetized it. He initially demonetized it. So that's why they didn't catch it, because he put it out there and it was, and he intentionally did it to not make money off of it, obviously. But yeah, no, I think, but there are like murder videos and stuff on YouTube, right? There's like car crashes.
There's as much as you want. As long as you sign in as 18 years old, you can pretty much see whatever you want.
Yeah. Also, he did donate some money to some suicide prevention organizations and stuff like that.
Go
ahead, Jimmy. No.
Yeah, I was looking at Celebrity Net Worth when it comes to the top paid people using YouTube as a means of income. Tied for number 4 and 5 is Logan Paul and a guy named Mark Fishback, Markiplier, who is a gamer.
Yeah,
he's a gamer. The other guy, of course, we know. He made $12.5 million. Last year, Dude Perfect. You know what that is, Russ?
Yeah, I do not.
The guys who do the basketball, the trick shots. Okay. There's like three or four of them.
Yeah.
They made $14 million. Evan Fong, who is Vonos, he's a gamer as well. He made $15.5 million last year, YouTubing himself playing video games.
Wow.
And see that.
Let me say that again.
Yeah, $15.5 million. The gaming is the biggest thing on YouTube.
And
right now there is a push by old media. Old studios, old producers, old companies that don't want you going to YouTube, that don't want you going to Netflix. The new movie Will Smith, Bright, I watched it, loved it, thought it was fun and in a great sci-fi genre bending film.
Netflix.
They were bashing it it came
out.
It got trashed. And I sat there and I'm like, wait a second, this is Will Smith. Usually, let me give it a shot. You know what it was? It's these. Remember, there's like what, 4 companies that own every media company. So the second Bright comes out and is the first big budget feature film with the biggest of the biggest stars, and it's good. What do you think old media is doing?
Oh, they're gonna be pissed.
Write an article. We're bashing that, and you see it, and I think this Paul, what's his face?
Logan Paul.
I think there's a little bit of that too with these companies going, hey, you know what? Right now, let's kick them. He's down. Let's kick him.
And the number one celebrity, the number one earner on YouTube, according to Celebrity Net Worth, is a guy named Daniel Middleton. His name on YouTube is Dan TDM. Russ, what do you think he does?
I have no clue.
He plays Minecraft.
Yeah, it's Minecraft guy.
Yeah, that's
$16.5 million a year, so that people can tune into YouTube and watch this guy play Minecraft,
screaming,
yelling. He's 26.
Yeah,
Minecraft.
Wow.
He plays Minecraft.
And that's, but here's
dude, my kid wants to shoot Minecraft walkthrough videos.
Yeah.
Like that, that's, she's all about it. She wants to do a channel in the YouTube Kids world, the opening of the gift stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of thing. There's levels to this that people are making a pretty decent living, you know?
We had one of the big YouTubers from Oh My Gosh TV, and his name's James the Fam. He was in the park all day yesterday with me. Mm-hmm. We went out to Fun Spot. Like at Gatorland, everyone knows him because they've been out there a couple times. We go out to Fun Spot, every single person. I was like, hey, you're on Oh My Gosh. Hey, you're the girl. Even if you're only in there for a split second in the background of one video, they know exactly who you are. They know where you're from. They know what you're doing. They know your Instagram, and they don't even use Facebook anymore. And that's why Facebook fights YouTube so hard.
Yeah. Right.
All right, you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Real Radio Orlando on Facebook, brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC.
From Radio.
We are back alive, and remember, all day long, you have an opportunity to win $1,000. 16 chances. Just keep listening, and you can text that keyword and possibly win. If you want to text us right now, you can text us at 77031. Sometimes we'll text you back. That's powered by David Moss Toyota, and we do appreciate you guys texting us. And like I said, we'll text you back sometime. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel and Carlos, and Savannah. Ross Pageant's here, Monster Comic of the Year.
Yay! What up, dude?
And Blogging Molly is here. She's going to bring you the nerdy news here in a little bit. Amanda, Blogging Molly, did you have a good Christmas, a good vacation?
Yes, I did.
You did? Did you get anything Star Wars?
I got Star Wars socks.
You got Star Wars socks, okay.
Yes, and I got a cool Star Wars painting that Jimmy left for me that someone gave to him a really long time, but I just got it, and it's super awesome.
That's good. Did you play with your Millennium Falcon?
I was out of town, so I haven't had a chance to replay with it, and then it's been rainy, and I don't want to ruin it.
No, you wouldn't want
to
ruin it.
So when it is a nice, clear day out, I am playing that thing because that thing is amazing.
What about in the garage?
No, because it has to go high.
No.
I told you so, no.
Oh, no.
No, how you doing there, no.
And then Ross Pageant came in and said his life has been changed.
It has, man. I'm a new man. I felt three chest hairs happen during my last sleep because last night I saw wrestling live for the first time, dude. I went to SmackDown.
Yeah.
And I had so much fun.
It is fun, right?
I'm not even like that big of a wrestling fan.
You don't have to be, yeah.
But my roommates are, and I'm all about supporting excellence in whatever craft it may very well be, and wrestling is awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to go to.
It's so cool. It's like Jackass with a storyline.
Yes.
It's amazing.
And you see how big the guys are and how hard they actually hit.
I was like up kind of like, not in the rafters, I was in the lower bowl, but then I snuck, like found some tickets for third row, and you see details.
Yeah.
You see like religious details.
Oh, so you're looking at their nards.
I'm not going to lie.
So what do you do? Go to a WWE event and the pack checking guys.
Okay, check it out. When I was up top, I was like, oh man, this is awesome. I was just not, I thought dance belts were a thing.
Yeah, sure.
But I don't know if they were rocking dance belts. And I was like, man, all right, that guy's stuff is leaking left. And it is distracting me from this storyline. But it was awesome, man.
Good.
Like Jinder Mahal. His dudes were jabbing at me. I don't even know their names. One guy said, "Shut up, punk." And I was like, "This is awesome."
that's part of the.
I need people to put me down more often.
Was there a good crowd there last night?
It was a great crowd. It was super cool.
Dude, we got to take him to Monster Jam.
Oh, you've never been to Monster Jam, huh?
You've never been to Monster Jam?
I haven't been to Monster Jam.
If you think you can get excited for people sweating all over you, imagine that same personality in the form of a monster truck.
All right.
And you cheer for the truck.
When Gravedigger comes out, everybody goes nuts.
Yes.
Nuts.
And you can't help but get excited.
That was me last night. I was part of my surroundings.
Yeah.
I will say this, in the first like 30 minutes, I was making my true wrestling friend fans upset because I kept screaming like, oh, nice sidewinder. you're getting undertook.
Rocket
fire 180. Here we go.
So then all your friends liked taking you for the first time.
Yeah. It was my Christmas gift from my roommate. And
oh, that's cool.
And I was like, yeah, no, we're doing this.
That's
we have to go. And I had so much fun. Bobby Roode, my dog, came out. Glorious, man. That's my dude.
You go nuts,
man,
when you actually see him live.
And he comes out, he's spinning. Oh, man. I just love that. That guy is so funny to me. I just love how wrestling is like 5,000% over the top. And that's, it's bread and butter, man.
And it's supposed to be, yeah.
It's exactly. I feel like people who don't like wrestling just, you can not like something, but at least
you try can appreciate
to
what they're doing, yeah.
Understand what they're doing and respect, because none of us, maybe Russ, I don't know, you did some wrestling. I know I can't do any of the moves that they were doing. It's so cool.
Yeah.
So
Jimmy used to have a kendo stick. He was the kendo stick Jimmy.
Yeah, see, and then I started thinking, like, what would be my wrestling guy?
Yeah.
I think I know it.
What? It'd be Victim, wouldn't it?
Save it for your bit.
Oh, yeah, I'll save it for the bit.
Okay, there you go. Good idea. That's a good idea.
I'm close to hearing greatness.
I will give you a little preview. I'm the plumber, dude.
Dude, you just blew your bit.
There's more. I'm cleaning pipes, though.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a hybrid wrestler porn star.
Yeah. I have half a mustache. It's just on the left side.
I love it.
There's a guy named Wesley Pipes wants to holler at you.
Yeah. Yes. Wait, is that a... Is that a wrestler?
You don't want to know, dude. Okay, don't ask him. Yeah. Worst guy ever.
Hey, today they announced who's going to be headlining in Coachella this year, and it's going to be Beyonce, The Weeknd, and Eminem.
Which is kind of odd, actually.
Yeah, that's really strange for Coachella.
Yeah, because Coachella's really kind of been known for super alternative music before anybody else kind of knew about it.
And definitely indie music. That's
right.
Crazy.
The whole idea is you drive to the desert and you stand there and watch people play, right?
I think Beyonce replaced Lady Gaga. Right, Angel?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. Oh, right. And, was Lady Gaga there last year?
Yeah, and this lineup is...
I didn't know that.
This lineup is not as crazy as you sound. So they have their own weekends, but all the bands that you're talking about, they're all making up the rest of the weekend. You know
oh,
what
really?
I mean? Yeah, all the other bands, these are just the headliners of their particular nights.
Right.
So you got Portugal the Man's going to be there. Perfect Circle's going to be there.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
That's on Eminem's night. For Beyonce, it's going to be Tyler the Creator. It's Fleet Foxes. And then for the weekend, you got Jamiroquai.
Damn, no, really?
Yeah.
Hey, when's the last time that Tyler put anything out?
He just dropped it.
Did he really?
Yeah, within the last couple months. It's
that's
ridiculously
the one.
Cool.
They did a story on him on CBS Sunday Morning. Yeah,
he's a really interesting cat.
He was very interesting.
The Loiter Squad.
Oh, yeah.
That's so fun.
The videos, the early videos, you didn't even know that we were looking at.
Yeah.
Is that guy have a horse?
With these three Coachella weekends, you got The Weeknd, you got Beyonce, and Eminem. Like, Beyonce's probably the biggest draw, right?
Well, she's the biggest star in the world.
Yeah.
Along with Taylor Swift, whom I have heard that, who I've heard that her tour isn't selling real well.
Yeah, they said that she has between, I think, 300 to 1,000 tickets available almost every show because she's raised the prices. The same ticket that cost you $175 to see her last tour, they've raised to $500.
God. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a 300% increase, dude.
Yeah.
That was fast math.
A lot of parents are not happy.
he already knew.
That was impressive.
He knew at home. He tried to buy tickets last night.
There's a great documentary.
I will be trying to zoom in.
There's a great documentary about the 2008 Coachella where Daft Punk headlined it, and it's looked at as the time where Daft Punk just really changed the entire game for a DJ live performance, and that allegedly a lot of people think started this gargantuan EDM.
What's the name of it?
I think it's just, if you just type in Daft Punk Coachella,
it's
the
Netflix?
One time. No, I think it's on YouTube. Oh,
okay.
But it was the one time that Daft Punk, they rarely do shows in the States. And they kept asking. They asked for $150,000. They said no. Or Coachella offered $150,000, said no. $250,000, said no. They said $350,000, said all right, we'll do it for $350,000. They grabbed $300,000 and blew it on lights.
Oh, really?
And everyone just was getting their faces melted off.
I can imagine.
It was awesome.
Hey, one of the other things I had to write, had written down to talk about this morning, the six things you knew we talk about. Did you see the story about Carrie Underwood?
Yeah, man.
Carrie Underwood, she fell in her house, and I guess she broke her wrist, but also had to get 50 stitches in her face.
Yeah.
And she told everybody, she said, listen, I'm going to look different when they finally take a photo of me, she's obviously a beautiful woman, and you can't say that she's only famous because of her looks. I mean, she can sing.
Yeah. She can definitely, Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood, but I guess she cut her face really bad.
Like, it was the day after the CMTs, right? Or CMAs? Yeah, CMAs, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She hosted, they does a great job, she's a total pro.
She did a great job, yeah.
She fell off of her front porch or whatever, and only told people that she had broken her wrist. Well, she took a picture, I guess about a week ago, up there, and it had a scarf covering, you could just see her eyes. Of course, nobody ever thought anything about it, and then she came out and dropped that bomb yesterday or the day before and said,
New Year's Eve,
50 stitches across my face, and, you know, I'm going to look a lot different.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's wow. Honest. I can't remember the last time I heard a celebrity talk about that.
Tina Fey has dealt with it, but it didn't happen when she was famous. It happened when she was younger.
Yeah. Right.
But she has that, you know, obviously that scar on her face. She's asked about a lot.
Where's that from?
She was attacked by some random guy in her front yard as a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I worked with her, I was looking at it. I was like, because I'd never really realized it before.
I believe she was sexually assaulted as well.
Yeah. All I know is she was cut by some guy who just. She was apparently playing in her yard as a kid, and some guy came up.
That's a gigantic front porch. 50 stitches from a fall of a porch.
Yeah, but I mean, if you fall off that top shelf or that top level, if it's icy or whatever, and you fall 5, I mean, it doesn't take much.
But is life, right? Like, Carrie Underwood is at the top of her game, doing everything that she possibly can.
And
beautiful, everything. She, that day, was not thinking about a fall from her porch that would leave 50 stitches. Yeah. Every day we sit here and worry about things that don't end up happening.
Yep. Right.
And you live your life thinking, oh, I'm going to be perfectly fine. But it's these freak accidents that literally affect the rest of your life. And I'm hoping she's okay.
And that's why Carlos is saying, if you've got a New Year's resolution, don't even stick to it. Just go ahead and have that beer.
Is that what you're
go
saying, Carlos?
Go ahead and eat that. Those ribs.
Russ is wanting me to say this.
I can sense it. Russ is taking it to the top.
Yeah, I want to have one more day on that break, Russ, where you're like in your head, you're like, well, it's still break. I can have this pizza. 2 a.m.
The new year doesn't officially start till January the 8th.
There you go.
This is borrowed time right now,
the
right?
The new year doesn't start to me till like kind of work, like when you get back into some sort of work mode. So today was like the start of it.
Yeah.
It's like No Man's Land.
Yeah. And you know, that meme was going around of like, from the 26th to like the 1st, where it's like, these are the days where you don't know.
This year, more than any year, I experienced that bizarre. Because typically during that time, like the last few years, I'd fly up to Colorado. I'd take a trip during that time. This year I was in town and it was weird.
Yeah.
Like, I was glad I was gigging because I would have just drank myself to a stupor.
I can imagine. Yeah.
And you talked about this a little bit earlier. I had to deal with it when I was younger with my kids. Kids live in different places, and then you don't get to spend Christmas with them. It's tough, man.
This year in particular, like I said earlier, it sucked.
And a lot of dudes have to go through it, you know. My heart goes out to you for that. I know that was tough. Hey, when we come back, your chance to win $1,000 is coming up. You listen for that keyword, and you could text. You just text that keyword, and you could win $1,000. And then Savannah Gator Entertainer will be with you when we come back.
Yeah, I'm gonna do my segment.
All right,
I put on lipstick for it.
I did.
You're listening to the Mantra of the Morning
Vlog.
You pick me up, then you pop me down. Can't seem to find my way around you. See what you think, well, you don't think it now. You lost my love, but someone found it.
Hey, do me a favor, go to our YouTube channel, type in iHeart Monsters Radio and subscribe. It does not cost you a dime, and you get a lot of cool video, and there's new stuff up today. So check it out. It's our brand new YouTube channel that we're very proud of, and we have all kinds of social media, and all of it, you can find it by going iHeart Monsters Radio, and that's Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, all of it available. And, of course, we got our website at monsters.fm. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. We got Blog and Molly is here, Ross Padgett, and now it's time for Savannah, the Gator Entertainer.
Welcome to a great new year!
A whole new one!
Alright! Yeehaw! This segment is being brought to you by Gatorland.com. Check us out online on YouTube. Check out Gatorland Vlogs on Instagram, Gatorland_Orlando, and on Facebook, we're Gatorland Orlando. Be a part of our family of humans and animals. We love you, and we are Florida. Don't let anybody tell you any different. Gatorland is Florida.
Yeah, it is.
Ooh. The originator since 1949. People keep biting our style. We just keep doing what we do good, and that's alligators and crocodiles. So here we are alive in 2018. Who would have thought, right? I definitely didn't think I'd be alive this long. It's like I've way surpassed every goal.
Yeah.
Right? If I dropped dead this instant,
you'd be good to go.
I did great.
Yeah.
I did great. I left a legacy, things my family can be proud of. Good for me. I did great. But let's do this year. Let's all just be nice.
Like, all right. Last year we did a lot of hell raising. Everybody did. This year, let's just be nice and stop being stop being so mad about everything. And try this. Instead of being so sensitive, just laugh instead. It's so much more fun. And people like to be around you when you laugh. Mm-hmm. They don't like to be around you when you're being a bitch. I'll try and help. I will try and help you laugh. I fell off my front porch, got 50 stitches in my face over the holidays, pulled them out by myself, darned some socks with them, still looking Biore fresh, and I ain't crying. How you like me now?
Take that, Carrie. Yeah.
There you go, Carrie. I mean, I like you. You sing some good songs, but...
Snooty bitch.
I'll show you how to fall off a porch.
Yeah.
Right? I fell off so many porches in my life, I'll make you look like dust.
I got kicked off of five of them.
I got 50 stitches in the back of my head right now. You can't even tell.
None of those...
a stitch on a baby in their football.
Not one of those porches were mine.
I dated Stitchers the rapper.
And you know what? Statistics say most people have already blown their New Year's resolution this year anyway. Today is the day that everyone blows it.
On the third. 3 days in.
So I say this. How about this year? Don't make a resolution. Start a revolution like I am.
Ooh.
Side note. This segment is inspired by Angel, who continues to look and dress more and more like a young Fidel Castro.
Oh my God!
He really does. He's a revolutionary, no question.
Every single day, he does look like initial, especially today.
He looks like first coup Castro.
Yeah, first coup Castro.
It's the horny resolution. Revolution.
Now you know I'm a fan of Castro as a human being.
Right.
You know I love America. Don't take that the wrong way. I am a fan of his, and I'm wondering if you're trying to turn me on, Viva Cuba Libre.
Yeah. I can't deny that.
You do look very much like a young Fidel.
I really want to take your picture right now and put it beside a picture of Castro.
We'll do it.
Because I think you look exactly like him today.
You just need one of them hats.
The military hats.
Military.
They never make those big enough for this head.
Comandante.
Yes! Mi patron!
Mi gente.
All right, so... The vacation break was awesome. I worked every single day throughout the holidays.
Right.
And I got to spread so much joy and love.
Ooh, is that a little double entendre?
You don't even know.
Are those the name of your legs?
You don't even know double entendre. We broke up like 3 years ago.
Oh, not double entendre.
Double entendre.
No.
I don't even know double entendre.
Double entendre. No, double Andre's from Panama City Beach.
Right.
Double Andre.
Yeah, he was like 8 foot tall. That's why we called him Double Andre.
Because he was two Andre.
Right, because he wasn't one Andre. He was two. We broke up. I don't even know why we broke up now. Probably
they threw you off the porch, I think.
Might have been that. But
damn.
You know what?
Not
me and Double Andre threw down.
Not where I was going with the Double Entendre.
We had so much fun.
Ended up just being 2 4-foot people just on shoulders and a trench coat.
Call me Double Andre. I got the same number, baby. Same number.
And same passion.
What's that number?
407-733. Go, girl. Double Andre. No, seriously. Hit me up right now in a break.
You can throw it.
And it needs to be thrown, apparently.
Okay, so vacation was great. I got a big list of things I need to do today because today is the first day that I've had off work for 2 months.
Oh, my God.
2 months straight working through it.
Even
on Christmas.
Wow.
And look, I love what I do, so it's not work to me.
A little bit of Christmas turkey for you, Ricardo. Lot for me.
Listen, Ricardo is so full right now that I walked by the other day and I was like, hey, do you want this, Ricardo? And he was like, you need to get out of my face.
Oh, leave me alone, okay? I'm tired. I'm not hungry.
So cold.
Ready for the new year, mommy, por favor.
So cold.
He's on a diet for going into the new year. So I got to leave here because earlier in the show we talked about how I don't have a George Foreman grill. My friend Jen said I could have hers. So I'm going to go to her house and get her George Foreman grill. Then I got to go to...
Is this your New Year's resolutions?
No, that's what I got to do today.
This is just an errand list she's reading.
Oh, this is your to-do list.
Yeah, I'm not making a New Year's resolution. Remember when we talked about that? I'm starting a revolution.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
And my revolution involves smiling.
Yeah, a revolution of errands.
And Double Andre.
And Double Andre.
Because he's got a big truck I could put my groceries in. Anyway,
that's like a strong champagne.
Double Andre, you need to hit me up. Seriously. So, anyways, I'm going to go pick up my George Foreman grill. Then I'm going to go get some cube steak. Then I'm going to go home and cook some cube steak. Then I wanted to ask you, Angel.
It sounds like you're reading Jeff Foxworthy's journal.
I was going to get a Big Green Egg, not because of all the cooking involved, but I want a Big Green Egg nest.
Just the nest?
You just want the nest?
Can you sleep in a Big Green Egg nest?
Hell no.
I think I could.
No, it wouldn't be comfortable.
I could snuggle all up in that Big Green Egg nest like a baby Big Bird.
Baby Big Bird.
It makes sense if you think about it.
I'm going to have a hard time not calling you Baby Big Bird from now on.
Everything about her says Baby Big Bird.
I got to find that other glove I lost yesterday.
What?
Yeah, I lost it.
How'd you lose that glove?
I don't know. And having all that fun. And old then, after I do all them things, I'm probably going to have to go to Golden Corral because I'm going to be too tired.
You got banged so hard you lost a glove?
Yeah.
Where'd it go?
I have to go to Golden Corral because I ain't going to be able to cook after picking up all that cooking stuff.
And then, of course, I'm laundry. Yeah.
I just don't know if when I go to Golden Corral, if I need to go first on a tour of Italy. Because that's a section.
It is, that's right.
You can get meat. You can get raviolis with meat and or cheese or both. I don't know if I want to go start my Golden Corral thing at Little China where I could get sesame chicken and Kung Chow.
Right.
Say that last one. Or
Kung Chow.
Yeah.
Kung Pao. Yep. I like their food, but I really kind of like to start my food trips in the Mediterranean.
Oh, yeah.
With a little hummus.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe venture over to Greece and get a little Greek salad.
They got plenty of Greece.
And then don't forget the cotton candy machine.
They really got a cotton candy machine.
Hell yeah. And you can take the bag if you got a big purse. You can take a whole extra bag of cotton candy home.
Oh, that's
you got to save room for the chocolate fountain.
Yeah, of course.
Then I always, no matter where I eat, I end on America.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
I always end on America.
Fried chicken?
Triple double cheeseburger.
Oh, man.
With a chicken strip on top.
Nice.
Onion rings.
Yep.
Barbecue sauce.
Please.
Not even in a bun or bread, in two slices of prime rib.
Oh, that's the bun.
Bam!
Blah!
Love it. And then you get you some French fries on the side and ranch dressing, as is our way.
Hey, on the line, we have Double Andre.
What's up, baby girl?
Double Andre.
Andre, where you been?
Yo, you know, when we broke up. That broke my heart, girl. That broke my heart.
Nah, because you know what? Because I told you if you stayed in Panama City Beach, we was going to have problems because I'm all the way in Orlando.
That's true. But you know what I liked about you is that, you know, I'm 8 feet tall, right?
That's why they call you Double Andre, duh.
That's right.
How's your mama and them?
She doing good. She doing real good. She asked about you all the time. She's like, what happened to that one white girl that ate all the cornbread at Thanksgiving? She called you Cornbread Girl. Oh, that's real sweet in my heart.
Your family and the first family to call me Cornbread Girl.
That's true.
Odd.
Double Andre, how many kids you got now?
You know, about 16, 17, something like that. I'm going for that camp rule.
Bet you can't wait to meet them.
They're going to be good. Listen, Savannah.
Yeah.
I want to apologize for how we broke up.
Okay.
And I always liked you because you're just such a small little girl.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
You tuck into my chest as I embrace you at night.
Well, you shouldn't have thrown me off that damn porch then.
Well, you need to shut your damn mouth every now and then.
See, you know what? See, here we go, Double Andre. That's why I can't take you nowhere.
Listen, you are beautiful, and I love you, and I want to be back with you.
Listen, you need to call me after this show.
Will you accept my offer of courtship?
Stop tripping and call me after the show now.
All right, I'll holler at you.
I don't need them knowing all my business.
143.
Oh, yeah. Check your pager.
You know I used to page
check
you.
Check your pager.
You know I used to page you that girl. You know, we used to act out those Looney Tunes. You know I used to be Taz and you were She Taz.
She Taz?
Whoa.
The main reason you had to go to jail was because you always run your mouth just like right now, Double Andre.
I love you. Tell me you don't love me. I love you, baby girl.
I love you, too. Call me later after this afternoon.
She tells.
I'm going to holler at you. I love you, girl.
Dude, you don't. She, if you listen to her talk, you don't need all that.
It's been an hour since you've been gone. And that's too long.
Double Andre, Double Andre. What I'm hearing is that sometimes maybe you might be a little too extra.
You know what? You're right, Angel.
All right.
Look, Angel, you're a little man. You're
you tiny little bitch. He's a tiny little bitch of a man, isn't he?
You're a tiny little man. Tiny little man.
That's all right, Double Andre. I was just trying to help you out.
Hey, I love you.
I love you too, Double Andre. Listen, Carlos just got tickets to the Magic game. I'm going to see if I can get him and we'll go watch.
I will care for you.
Whoa, dude.
I'm gonna keep that in mind, in the back of my mind. I got that. Double Andre, I love you too.
All right,
stop
girl.
Tripping now.
All right, I'm gonna holler.
Don't be crying in public.
Yeah. How's that?
I love you.
He's out.
Double the Andre, double the emotions, man.
Yeah.
That's
right. Double the tears.
Emotional.
Double the I love you.
A lot of extra there.
Yeah. That was 8 feet of emotion.
I hope Carlos winds up giving you those tickets so you can go to that ball game.
Oh, hey, listen. Double Andre. Do you remember Double Andre?
Yeah, great call he just did.
He
You're quiet.
I was just listening.
He wanted to know if we could get the Magic tickets you just got in a break.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
That was fast.
That was fast. I literally just got him. I don't know. I kind of want to meet Double Andre.
It's all the way in April.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it.
Oh, they're sold out till then?
Yeah. Seems like a nice guy. Very emotional. Right. Very emotional.
Yeah, a lot of tears.
Very emotional. 1 second love, next second he's crying, singing Jodeci.
I'll take a life for you.
Never been anybody like
that. That's the thing, though. He can sing, man.
He can sing.
He can sing Jodeci. He can sing Boys to Men.
Damn. That's not even fair, right?
Right?
Yeah. We'll have to discover that.
I mean,
he may call back.
He likes to sing. I like to hear Double Andre sing.
I'll print the lyrics.
Check out Gatorland Vlogs. There's a link on my Facebook page right now. We'll share it on Real Radio. Appreciate you guys. It's going to be a great new year. Let's be the revolution. Let's not just talk about it.
All right, let's do it. Coming up.
Yeah.
Next is Blogging Molly and the Nerdy News. You're listening to The Mantra of the Morning.
Do you feel that touch from your hand? Sorry that I want you. Lady, what do I do?
Text in and win tickets to see the sold-out Alter Ego show in Los Angeles is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. Yes, we're all back from vacation, back to reality. I'm Russ Rollins. I'm with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. Savannah here today. Ross Pageant, the Monster Comic of the Year. And now it's time for Blogging Molly to bring you the nerdy news.
All right.
And glasses go on, and bam.
Hello, friends.
There she is. Hello, Blogging Molly.
Hello.
Hi.
Nerdy News is brought to you by Kaufman and Lynn, and Jeff could not join us today because he has a hearing this morning.
Okay.
Oh,
he's
Lord.
Doing lawyer
he's
business.
Got business to go. Yeah.
Yes. So, it is the first Nerdy News of 2018, and I just want to tell you everything that I'm excited about for 2018.
Okay, Boom. Good. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, movies of 2018 that I cannot wait to see.
Mm-hmm.
Han Solo.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
I am a little worried, though.
Mm-hmm.
It is, what, January 3rd?
It is, yeah.
The movie comes out in May.
Oh, wow.
We have seen zero marketing.
Why would that be?
Uh-oh. Maybe because it's a dud?
Or maybe they don't need to market because they know.
Or maybe it's Star Wars.
Well,
it's Star Wars.
I mean, I've been reading that they made John Carter this movie because it's not that good.
Oh, but how? This is so ridiculous. When is it due to be released?
In May.
Okay, so it's not even finished editing yet. Okay.
Probably.
No,
all
no, no, no.
The reshoots and everything.
But when they know now, though, didn't they say a movie's made or not made in the editing room?
Nah, because Ron Howard took it over later. Remember, he took it over.
Right.
Yeah,
he reshot 80% of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Ron Howard. He knows what he's doing.
He knows what the hell he's doing. He might give a totally different look to this thing. I'm actually more excited to see this than any of the other Star Wars films that have come out because of Ron Howard, because of Glover. I'm excited about it. But
But there's really no way to tell because nobody's seen it.
I know. We haven't seen a trailer. We haven't seen even a picture. We don't have a movie poster. All we have is the name.
And that's what the dilemma is, right? So typically with any of these other Star Wars franchise movies, we've seen things.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen the market. They've shown us these things. With this movie and with everything that's gone wrong leading up to the dropping of this movie, to the debut of this movie, the hardcore fans are really sketchy.
But also the hardcore fans were a little pissed off about the last movie, right? They were like, take this one out of the series. And
but again, and this goes back to what we talk about. It was such a small group of people that were bitching about it.
Right.
That lasted one day.
Oh,
that
yeah.
lasted. That whole protest and everything lasted one day. Mark Hamill came back out and said, you know what? I am sorry for what I said because it was a moment of self-reflection and I made it in the wrong platform.
Right, right.
In other words, I'd love to work again.
He said something like, well, that's not my Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
But he was just talking introspectively and just having, like, being a real moment, and it got turned into something that it wasn't. And he had to come out and say, that's not what my intent was with any of my comments.
Right.
And then he had to come out and double say that Disney and Lucasfilm did not make me make that apology a call.
Oh, yeah.
Which everybody believed.
Everyone did.
He's also the story about the one scene that everyone was freaking out about him drinking the milk. You got that story?
No, because this is just what I'm excited for.
Excited about, okay.
Yes.
Somebody's upset about drinking milk?
Oh, well, drank the blue milk. Or he milked the...
Got it. Okay, that's enough.
I'm fine with him milking the thing. Me. I'm fine with him drinking the milk. I'm not fine with the animal going...
Mm. Spoiler.
Oh, there's an animal that he milks and then drinks.
Spoiler.
We found out where the blue milk comes from.
That animal, screen, enjoys it far too much.
Oh, wait a second. They milk that thing?
No, you see those...
And he drinks it.
You see them bags
of
fat?
That's gross.
That's where the milk comes from.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
My favorite thing at conventions is the blue milkman. They'll dress up in a milkman costume and carry blue milk around, like old school milkmen.
That's really funny.
Why did I have to just moan with happiness? It was a groan.
A passion?
Moan.
Did you like it, Ross?
The groan of passion.
I just thought it was a little underwhelming, but it did have my favorite Star Wars scene of all time.
Which you're not going to say.
I'm not going to say that. Because I'll spoil the blue milk moan groan. It's strange and made me go, that's a choice.
Did they go Marvel route with it? Did they go Marvel route with Star Wars? Like, they kind of made it a little bit more fun? Like, I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
I know,
Russ, you said it was like a geeky, straight up, like hardcore Star Wars movie.
Yeah, you had to know all the other movies, you know, in order to really get what was going on. But how many times have you seen it, Bogomar?
I've only seen it once.
Wow. Not a true fan. You suck.
I'm surprised.
Honestly, all the Star Wars movies, the only one I'm excited about seeing is Han Solo. And it's because of Ron Howard. And it's because I know who Han Solo is.
Yeah.
And I can watch his film.
What else is coming out there?
Okay, other movies I'm excited for is God Particle. It's the next in the Cloverfield series.
Oh, really?
J.J. Abrams is bringing that story back. And
Isn't this one
about a group of astronauts on the International Space Station and their attempt to experiment with a particle accelerator.
Yeah, that's cool. Like CERN.
Yeah.
I actually, when you said that, I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. They take CERN and then they make something kind of cool out of it. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So is it like the third part to that? Or is it all kind of in that world?
So it's that world and probably they're all connected somehow.
I've enjoyed the entire Cloverfield series. I thought the first one was awesome. I thought the first one was a little ahead of its time, really. Mm-hmm. It was, and the second one was fantastic with John Goodman.
I thought it was about guinea pigs.
What?
Is it not about guinea pigs?
Aliens.
What? Cloverfield's not about guinea pigs?
No.
In South Park, it was.
Pacific Rim Uprising, I cannot wait.
Really?
Big robots fighting aliens. I love the first one. It was great. It's Charlie Hunnam was in it. Of course I loved it.
Is this the third?
This is the second one.
Okay.
Charlie Hunnam is not returning to this, sadly, but John Boyega is in it, and he's playing Idris Elba's son, and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, his dad is Chef Boyega.
Ooh, tour of Italy.
And probably the biggest movie that I cannot wait for this year.
What?
Ready Player One.
Yeah, that's going to be a juggernaut.
Now I saw another trailer where they actually told you what the story was about. Like the first trailer, it told you nothing about the story. Now you know what the story is. And it's this treasure hunt and you live in the haptic suit and you go inside the Oasis and you have to find the treasure. And it's just so amazing.
I'm excited about this because I think it'll introduce Spielberg to a whole new generation of people that really haven't consumed him with new films. It's been Jurassic Park, E.T.'s, Jaws, and the older stuff. And this looks pretty amazing. Yes. I didn't know anything about the film.
Read the book. Yeah, it's so says. Good.
And that's I guess that's my concern, because there's so many 80s pop references in this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what is dominated in the book. And you're going to see, like, everything that you've seen, even the previews, you're like, wait, isn't that from this?
Oh, everything,
wait,
yeah.
Wait, isn't that Back to the Future car? And to understand that context of why all these things exist, I don't know if I'm worried.
He's too close to it?
I think he's too close to it, because a lot of it is
his stuff.
Yeah, a lot of it is his brands. There's that part of it. And then I don't know how it's going to go over with. So I don't know if people understand that these references are in the book. Like, this is not made up. These
are
opportunities in this film.
Or product placement or whatever.
These things were written in the book. So if you get a chance, it's a real easy read. 350 pages. Knock it out quickly. That gives you a better point of reference of why all these things dominate the movie.
All right.
It's such an easy read. I read it.
Wow.
I finished that book.
You finished the book.
I've read 6 books my entire life.
Wow.
And that is 1/6 of my book reading right there.
That's a good book,
man. It's
That's
so awesome. Much fun. I had to Google Lady Hawk, but whatever.
These are the movies that you're excited about.
Yes.
There's a story out about the superhero movies that are coming out this year. I noticed you didn't mention any of those.
Or Jurassic Park.
But I haven't finished my list. Later. Jurassic World is on the list. Incredibles 2 is on the list. Ocean's 8 is on the list, which is the female spinoff of Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
Deadpool
Ocean's
2.
12.
Ocean's 12, or Ocean's 8?
Are you in?
Yeah.
No, Jurassic Park.
It's on there.
No, tell me what you think about it, what you know.
Well, I know it's the sequel, and I know Chris Pratt is in it, and Jeff Goldblum is going to be coming back in it.
It looks good.
And they go back to the island to fix it after they left the island with all the dinosaurs on it.
Mm-hmm. And Jeff Goldblum, I mean, that guy, he's pretty amazing.
Yes.
But these are the superhero movies that are coming out. I want to know which one you think will do the best. Now, they had people rank them what they thought was going to be the best. Number one is Avengers Infinity Wars. Then you've got Black Panther. You got Deadpool 2. Aquaman comes out this year.
Yep.
The Incredibles 2.
Incredibles 2.
X-Men Dark Phoenix. And then Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I can't believe that nobody... I mean, Deadpool's going to have to be the big one there, right?
Infinity Wars.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
It'll probably be 2 or 3.
Infinity Wars to Jimmy, because they added in the Guardians of the Galaxy, and they're
Everyone's Doctor in this Strange movie. And Guardians and Ant-Man and Black Panther's in it and Spider-Man's in it.
It's the culmination of all these movies.
But 10 years in the making.
Yeah.
But isn't it too much? We learned that the more stars you throw at a script doesn't necessarily make it any better? And Deadpool stayed alone, and because of how clever and well-made it was, and the fact that it was kind of an adult comic, I would, of all those things, I could care less about any of it except for Deadpool 2. That's all I care about.
The more Chinese stars I throw at your face, the more I try to kill you.
I don't even know where that came from.
I like that.
I just wanted to make a Chinese star joke, and you said throwing stars. It fit.
I thought you would say Aquaman, because I know you like the guy that played Aquaman. Man, and he was pretty.
Mama.
Yeah.
You know, I don't. He's got a little. He's a little too perfect. The guy. the guy is as good looking as it comes. He's a beast of a man. He's 6'5".
Yeah.
He can. Then I saw him climbing rocks with just his pinky fingers.
Yeah, hair. His hair held on while he got a better grip.
Yes. He's literally. He's like, oh, I don't know. I haven't done this. It's an Instagram video of him climbing a rock sideways as his amazing, beautiful children cheer him on, and he climbs this rock. And he gets up there, 6-pack, then he breaks out a guitar and starts shredding. Right.
And the whole time his kids are in loincloths.
Yes, right. I swear
it's
to God.
It's very weird, hanging upside down by their legs only in logs.
He's like, I want to thank Gibson for bringing me this one-of-a-kind Aquaman guitar. And he's like, I swear to God.
Made out of a whale's
tusk.
Be right back. Gotta go walk on some water.
He might be the perfect human, but let's see how well Aquaman does.
And The Incredibles 2, I mean, you can take your kids to that, so that probably will...
It'll probably be 2 or 3.
Yeah. That's what's going to sneak in there. Because, I mean, that's a beloved movie also.
It is. Yeah, they wait for the perfect time. I've never been a huge Avengers guy, but actually the culmination, like you said, Angel, of this should be pretty epic.
You know that he's married to Lisa Bonet?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did not know that until just now.
Jason
Momoa. Catch up with us. There's this thing called Google.
Well, he just married her last year, so let's not get all crazy.
They've been dating for a long time.
I don't care.
All knew this.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not on the Momoa mailing list. Maybe I should do that.
You should
forward me the information.
You should get on MML. You should get on that.
I got on after Carlos got on.
All I've learned is that we all have a crush on Jason Momoa.
I know. He's a Buddhist, for Christ's sake. And he paints in pastels.
I
know.
He's a Buddhist. Hey, I was watching his documentary the other day. It was on YouTube. It was like 9 minutes long. And then it was so beautiful, I didn't realize it was a damn Subaru commercial.
Here we go. This guy is basically...
I was like, oh, I've been watching a commercial the whole damn time, but oh, well, I'll finish it out.
He was great. He was great in Justice League, too. I mean, he stood out for sure.
It says, as an only child, he was born in Honolulu, Hawaii. To a photographer, and he's a painter. Then he moved to Iowa. Then they went to Hawaii. Then to Germany. Then in Paris to study drawing. Then he comes back and goes to Colorado State. And then takes up more painting and becomes a Buddhist in Tibet.
I'm telling you.
Just for the record, my girlfriend has worked with Jason Momoa as like doing promo or something, and she was like, he was super nice.
I know. I've worked. And on top of that, he's the nicest guy, sweetheart of a guy. Allow us to go back to Nerdy News.
He does jujitsu.
He's really good looking.
He's right up your eyes, man.
Oh, my gosh.
He's
beautiful.
That's why I told you. It's not, like, I don't know.
That's why I think Aquaman's going to do real well. Everybody likes the guy.
He's super much hotter than Double Andre.
Whoa, you're going to get him mad.
The TV that we have in 2018.
Yes.
Aquaman, so.
We have the return of the revival of Roseanne.
Okay,
which
right.
Which I've been seeing little trailers here and there for, and I cannot wait.
I'm excited for that. I'm excited for that.
In 2008, this guy was cut in the face with a broken bottle of beer at the Bird Cafe in Hollywood, to which he held the guy who cut him and prayed for him.
Oh, Jesus.
And then pulled hair from his own beard and stitched his face clean. No scar.
I'm telling you. Look, Momoa's a god.
Jason has an endorsement deal. Like, he could have all the endorsement things that he could do worldwide, right? He's got a deal with Carhartt.
Oh.
Working clothes.
That's, you know,
and
what?
He makes it look good.
That's badass.
See,
I
told
love
you.
Carhartt.
You've broken this Momoa thing was wide open.
You, that's why I say Aquaman's going to do it, man.
I think so. I think, like, I had no interest in it, but now I want to go
you.
See it.
He's a perfect human.
And now back to the Nerdy News.
Yeah.
The Mayans MC, they're coming back to the TV.
The Mayans MC?
Yes.
What's that?
Is that like the Inca's rival or what?
Oh,
what
no,
is
no,
it?
It's talking about,
it's Sons of Anarchy still.
Oh. Yeah.
And it's going to focus on the Mayans, which was a rival biker gang, and it's done by Kurt Sutter, and it's going to be awesome. They tried to do the pilot about a year ago, and then it got scrapped, and they've been working on it, reworking on it all year.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's going to be good. I believe it's going to be set in present day, so we will not go back in the past.
I was going to ask you, since Charlie Hunnam's movie career has not done so well, let's be honest. I mean, you know, I know I liked him in the show as well. Do you think they'll end up putting him in the Mayans?
They can't.
Why?
Well, I'm not going to spoil it.
Oh.
Hey, Jason Momoa News. Did you guys see the YouTube clip of him pounding a mug of beer?
Oh, yeah.
Like, pounds it.
Oh, yeah.
Puts the mug down, grabs an axe, throws a bullseye.
Yes, I have seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Did he really?
It is the most amazing thing you will ever see. He's absolutely right. It's not a joke. He pounds beer, takes an axe, and throws it directly bullseye, and he's like, hey, there.
Wow. Now, why is it I want to see him fight The Rock in something? You know, I don't know what movie. Yeah. I don't know if it's at you know, WWE.
I would cry the entire time.
Oh,
I don't want to see both of these guys.
Would that
guys.
Not be an incredible, I mean, The Rock versus James Momoa?
No, let them both live as gods.
Can we do a buddy movie with them?
Yes.
We need to splice their DNA to make the greatest human of all time.
Yes.
He's played Navarro, Kai, Keegan, Wolf.
See?
Miami Man, Spider. This guy only plays stone cold badasses.
Oh, yeah.
You're one word bad guy.
God almighty, dude. He's playing a guy named Navarro.
Yeah, that's badass.
Look up a picture of him when he was in Baywatch. He looks nothing like he looks today.
Oh, really? I'll look up that picture because I'm looking at pictures.
Sounds like Aquaman was the wimpiest thing he's done.
You know, our buddy Cooper, who we had here last for the telethon, who was also a Samoan, he worked with him. Okay, Cooper's a massive man.
Yeah.
He said he felt like a little boy around him.
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
Cooper said, I've never felt little in my life until I worked with Jason Momoa. They did some Netflix show together. And
Frontier.
I think so, yeah. And he said when he sat there, he was just looking up at Jason Momoa.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. And Cooper's 6'4", 350, you know, massive man. And he said Jason Momoa is just makes you feel that much smaller. And I said, that's how I feel all the time.
And back
that's
to nerdy
him on
news.
Baywatch. He looked just like you,
bro. Oh, my God. I can possibly become Jason Momoa.
Yeah, he's 6'4", like 230 on muscle.
Okay, I can get stilts.
for the record, Savannah showed a photo of Jason Momoa to Carlos, and your eyes twinkled.
I did.
They
He's my MCM.
Okay, so a guy like that, is he juicing? I mean, is he on
no,
the...
No, 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 no. These Samoans. Let me tell you something about these Samoans.
Need this, Russ. He's clean.
Exactly. Stop dirtying the damn rumor mill here, okay, Russ? He's clean.
He's clean.
All he eats is palm juice.
It's Jason Momoa. Leave him alone.
All right.
I'm sure The Rock is probably might have him get killed, but...
I said he had a hamburger in 98.
I want to see those two battle it out. I don't know if it's WrestleMania. I don't know if it's, you know, maybe in Shazam.
I don't know, man, but... He's a beautiful man.
Oh, we can all have our cream dreams, all right?
That's it, man. All right, is that the nerdy news? Or who's the nerd of the week?
The nerd of the week is Duncan Jones, David Bowie's son. He has started the David Bowie Book Club, and you can join along with
cool,
him.
This is pretty cool, yeah.
Wow, that's the exclamation point you're going to put on the Momoa talk, all right?
No. Actually, Jason already did it. He read every book.
Really?
Yeah, he wrote one as well about the actual book club.
A book club?
Yes, it's David Bowie's 100 Favorite Books, and they will all read them together. You can follow along on Twitter. The first book they are going to read is the 1985 novel Hawksmoor.
I clubbed a nerd with a book once.
Yeah. And it's brought to you by?
Kaufman & Lynn is a personal injury law firm here in Orlando, and you can visit them online whenyouneedus.com.
All right, Carlo's going to take you to the top. You're listening to The Monsters of the Morning.
Real Radio 104.1 on Twitter. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC.
Feel. Radio. Radio. 104.1.
Hey guys, we only need nine more subscriptions to get us over 5,000 subscriptions for our YouTube channel. Please go and subscribe. We'd appreciate that.
If you subscribe right now and we hit 5,000, the next nine people that subscribe get a shout out on the air. Just write your name in the comments and what you want us to say.
Just go to iHeart Monsters Radio, and it's our new YouTube channel. We're really proud of it. Put a lot of work into it. You're going to get see new stuff all the time. There's new stuff up now. There'll be new stuff later on today. So subscribe to it. You'll like it. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. It's just another way to consume and check out the show. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim. You got Angel. You've got Savannah, Blogger Molly, Ross Padgett. And now it's time for Carlos. Take it to the top for the first time in 2018.
Yeah, baby.
Cookie, cookie.
So close.
I'm right there. My voice.
It is close.
It's very strong like bull.
Bull. Yes.
Yes. Hello, everybody. Yes, my name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To the Top, the first one of the year, like Rusty Ray said, and I'm feeling good, and I hope you're feeling good. 2017 is all gone. Leave that crap behind.
Pretty good year for me.
It was a pretty good year for me, too. But a lot of people had a rough year. You get the mix, right? You get some good, you get some bad. But if you're still thinking about that bad stuff, let's kick it off with the motivational minute right there. Leave it be.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
If you're still thinking about something that happened last year, and I know, ooh, last year I get the joke, I'll see you next year, whatever. It is. It's gone. Use that as a cleansing. Use that as all that stuff, that the mistakes that you made, you learned from, and you grew. And 2018 is going to be your year. And I don't know about you guys, but I like even years, right?
Yeah.
Better than odd, yes.
Yeah? You guys ever think about that? Yeah.
I've never really thought about
2018,
that.
Very strong. Maybe it's because I'm an even, 1980. Jimmy, are you an even?
No, I'm an odd.
Different figures. Ross?
Odd.
Even? Ooh, Savannah.
I'm an odd, but I like evens better. I think it's 2018 is going to be great because of the two circles and the eight.
Exactly. Rusty, are you an
odd?
1965.
Mander.
I'm an even, and I'm turning 40 this year.
Oh. So, and Angel, you're even odd guy.
Even.
You know, it's weird, too. Mm. I figured out this weekend, I've never lived in a house with an address that was divisible by two.
Mm. Really? It was always
odd numbers.
Huh, that's interesting. I've never thought about that.
Me neither.
Ooh, me. Yeah, I think me too.
That's weird. No, don't make me do math.
Wow, that's interesting. Math fun with the monsters.
No.
It's going to be a good year. 2018, we're starting it off strong. Here's something that I'm doing. I'm writing down, for no particular reason, I just started doing it. I'm writing down every movie and show and documentary and live show that I watch. Why? I have a horrible memory. Don't know why. Don't know why. Everything I do every single day is to enhance my memory, nothing to hurt it. And I forget some of the things that I see. And I always want to go back and, you know, talk to you guys about it, talk to the audience. And so I did. I wrote down some of the stuff I've already watched. All right. So do you guys want to just do a real quick rundown of Wilson with Woody Harrelson? You guys heard of it?
I heard of it. It did not get good reviews, though.
It did it?
Did not.
I gave it a B.
Okay.
And I thought it was pretty funny.
Really?
And I realized that I love Woody. I mean, I've always known I like Woody Harrelson.
He's awesome.
But I'm trying to go more in depth when I see an actor and see, okay, what else have they done? And Woody Harrelson, man, you look at his list of characters, they're so far-ranging, man, wide-ranging. It's really impressive.
And one of the few guys, I believe, in Hollywood that can pull off complete star of the movie and great supporting actor of a star. In other words, I believe the ego is so in check and so transparently in check that when you see him playing a supporting role like he did in No Country, it was a great either little cameo spot. He can bring even the smallest parts to life.
Without a doubt,
love
Jimmy.
The guy.
And one of the guys I'd love to have a dinner with, maybe one of those Vice Channel dinners, if you know what I'm saying.
Wasn't he also Larry Flint? Was that what he
was? He was Larry Flint. And he was Natural Born Killer, and he was in Zombieland, and he was Woody from Cheers, and you know, Billy, what was his name? Woody, right?
Billy. He was...
White Man Can't Jump. Right, I mean, come on.
And he was in the Hunger Games movies.
The guy has an amazing career. I would just amazing. Then I saw Bright, okay? That's the new Will Smith Netflix film that was destroyed
by... Yeah, it got dogged really bad.
...by the mainstream media. I hate using that term, because what the hell is that even now these days, right? But it was so bad that, and I don't know about you, Angel, because Angel keeps up a lot on Twitter, too, that you were you taken aback by, like, wow, this movie must be a steaming pile of crap. But in my head, you know what I did? I said, they've done this to so many movies now where they come out and just try and bash it. And then I go see it, and I'm like,
it wasn't that bad.
And when you say mainstream, I think what people are trying to say is, as opposed to, like, let's say a CBS, NBC movie reviewer, somebody that you would have that was backed by a network as opposed to somebody like from BuzzFeed.
True. Yeah.
Or somebody like, I think, that, but to be honest with you, some of the online movie reviewers actually better than or actually more credible than some of the guys that you have bigger names.
That's why you always got to check the source, though. You got to see where it's coming from. You know, when an industry trade magazine, Variety magazine, jumps in on it, look at what they normally prop up. They prop up studio movies.
Yep.
When an online guy who consumes all kinds of different medias isn't going to be afraid to give a good review of a Netflix show. You know, you're right. This is a battle going on between streaming services and the Hollywood studio mechanism that's in place. And music. You know, those battles exist in real life. Mm-hmm. And so it's easy for them to be like, pan everything from Netflix, because that money could have been to you going to one of my movies opening this weekend.
And this year, my prediction, Netflix buys a studio. I don't know what studio, but they're going to buy a studio because they need content, and they're going to buy up a whole series, just like Disney's doing with Fox.
Yeah, with Fox, right? Yeah.
Netflix is going to go, who needs the help, because we got nothing but money.
Hey, so did the negative reviews of the Will Smith movie, did it make you want to go, I'm not going to see it?
Initially, yes.
Because that's what it did for me, because I love Will Smith.
I think you'll love it, Russ.
And then I'm like, oh, God, it got terrible reviews. Well, I don't want to waste my time, so I won't watch it.
You know, it did. Initially, I was like, and I said, screw that. What the hell do these people know? It's all so relative. And is it an award-winning masterpiece of film? No. It's a genre-bending buddy cop.
I thought it was a lot of fun.
You know, so I would recommend it. If you didn't think it was good, I don't know what the hell you're expecting from a Will Smith fairy orc film. You know, I enjoyed it. But then again, I love Will Smith. Another film I saw was Jumanji.
That was
awesome. Which is the number one film at the box office this weekend. It was sold out Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights. So this movie's going to have long legs, man. And it's really funny. It is PG-13, so if you have kids, they do curse in it a lot, which I found kind of interesting. But that was good. And then I saw the first couple episodes of Black Mirror.
Yeah, oh my God.
That is so good.
Which, that show, man, I think they should just give it all the awards.
It's our new Twilight Zone.
Wait till you get to the last one, and I'm not saying anything about it, but it's called Black Museum. When you get to that one,
I've heard about
that is so good.
Is it better than...
It's better than anything you've ever seen. Savannah, knowing what you love, you will
freak out
about it. Because
you're going to try to figure it out. And at the very end, now I see what happened.
Is it better than that FBI show that we were watching?
Mindhunter.
It's so different. It's almost criminal to compare them. But I'm telling you, I'm with Carlos on the sci-fi tip. Mm-hmm. Like there is nothing. There's no better writing or acting going on right now.
There is
that first episode of this season is exactly what you want from people pushing the edge of television and writing.
Black Mirror.
Did you get in on Peaky Blinders at all?
I haven't yet. No, I haven't got it.
Because that's one of the ones I the three that I watched was Black Mirror, Peaky Blinders, and Jimmy Travelers is back.
I know, I just saw that. God, so much TV.
Yeah, there's
Samantha,
a lot of
Samantha, the very first one that you watch is just remember, it's with a pig thing. And the one with the pig, you watch that, you're going to want to watch it all.
Are you calling me fat right now?
I am not calling you fat.
That was a segment?
Actually, no. The first episode, that was How to Call Somebody Fat. That's what it talks about.
Son of a bitch.
No, it is absolutely amazing and just really relaxed and caught up on a lot of shows. And I'm ready to be back in this new year. And I hope you are as well because you are in control of your year. 2018, let's take it over. I do know one thing. Today will be, and this year will be a great year. To the top. Never stop.
Another chance to win $1,000 coming up in mere seconds. So don't change the channel. Listen for that keyword and text that keyword to 200-200 and you could win $1,000. You could do it all day here on Real Radio 104.1. We've got Angels going to bring you Monster Sports. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Your next chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.
Hey, good luck to you all day long. You have an opportunity to win that $1,000, so keep listening. And look, wouldn't that help you out right after the holidays?
Yeah.
Get an extra $1,000. Also, too, I think the Powerball, nobody won last night.
It's like 400 mil.
It's up to 450 mil or something like that. Something crazy.
440.
Crazy amount.
That's when I play.
It's time to play.
That's all it gets, half a bill. I don't even touch it.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins on with Dirty Jim. You got Carlos, Savannah, Ross Pageant, Blog and Molly, and now it's time for Angel to bring you Monster Sports. Hey, we're over 5,015, so thank you guys for going to our YouTube channel and hitting the subscribe.
Oh, we did it that fast?
Yeah.
Who we got to give a shout-outs to?
I don't know. You said you were going to. Go ahead.
I know. I have to read their comments, though, otherwise I don't know who they are.
Leave them on that top video. We'll find it, man.
Yeah, we'll find it.
All right, Monster Sports, and it's coming off of a great week for Monster Sports, and in particular here in Central Florida. Congratulations to the 2018 Peach Bowl winners, the UCF Knights beat Auburn 34-24.
How much fun was that game to watch, man? That really was fun. It was so great to see. Fun. That's David and Goliath, man. You did not expect they were going to win. What I heard beforehand, everyone was saying that they were less talented and they were really dogging UCF. And UCF proved that they belong there.
I agree with you, and I think this is one of those. It's a weird situation in the sense of this, and this is, I think, mentality-wise, we've got to help each other as a city. Yes, Orlando is a transplant city, but if you've moved here and you've lived here, this is your home now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? So I could care less about what you think of your back to your old school college team from home or wherever you're from. You live in Orlando now. And we got Orlando Magic, got the Orlando Lions, we got the Knights, we've got these teams here locally that we're propping up, and like I said, I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, we embraced you, we brought you into our fold, we made you part of our family, support our people.
Exactly. Yeah, but I'm a Mizzou Tiger, and I know, no,
then shut up. Back.
Nobody moves to Missouri.
I'll take a Knight over a Tiger in a battle.
Exactly.
UCF spokesperson Andy Seeley reported, where they're finalizing the details for the parade. It could happen as early as tomorrow.
Oh, really?
So they're trying to wrap this up and get this going, strike while the iron's hot, and get us out there. So if that information breaks, I'm sure either Jack or News Junkie, they will give you that information to you, because we all want to be a part of this. Let's get everybody out there and support our Knights.
Should they do that when it's cold? Because people in Orlando are not used to the cold weather. They freak out.
Cold.
I think that'll add to the nuance of it being cold. And I think if you wait too long, people are going
to
forget.
Yeah, we're not used to cold weather and champions.
Yeah,
big so time. It's a bring it on.
Right. Yes.
Again, we welcome you to Orlando because it is a city of burners. Don't wait too long or everyone will forget.
No, 100%. And think about this. It's like this is the last week of college football that we're going to pay attention to.
Right.
And we've got the NFL playoffs right around the corner.
Yep.
They start this weekend. And as soon as the big boys get on the stage, they're going to attract all the lights.
You're right, 100%.
So speaking of NFL games, this weekend we've got the Titans versus the Chiefs on Saturday. We've got the Bills versus the Jaguars on Saturday. They're the late game, and that's the one o'clock game. I'm sorry, is the Bills and Jaguars.
Boy, the Jags limped into the playoffs. Man, oh man, took two L's going in, not looking good.
again. And I want them to step up. I think Bortles has had a couple of rough weeks leading into the playoffs.
How great would it be for them to have an awesome run in the playoffs with
considering Blake's home,
UCF? Yes. You know, that kind of right, great, right? You know.
So I'm right there with you. I think that would be a cool like synergy kind of thing. You know, and then we also have I think probably the best game of the weekend is going to be the Panthers versus the Saints, and that's on Sunday.
Yeah, there are a bunch of NFL guys who believe that the winner of the Super Bowl is going to come out of the NFC South.
So let me correct that. So Titans and Chiefs on Saturday, Falcons and Rams on Saturday, and then the Sunday games are Bills and Jaguars, Panthers and Saints.
Are the Carolina Panthers doing good?
Yeah, they're playing the Saints.
To be from South Carolina, I have absolutely no allegiance or care.
It's kind of yeah, that North Carolina thing, but that's okay.
Whatever.
In regards to Orlando City news, Orlando City acquired New York Red Bull star Sasha Glenskin in exchange for Carlos Rivas and Tommy Redding. We'll get more confirmation of that report when they have their press conference later on today.
They broke the golden rule of soccer. Never trade a Sasha for a Carlos.
Yeah. I've seen hot and cold about this, so I know that you're into it, Ross.
I'm into it. I'm not going to lie. I'm into it. Because Kaká's gone. The guy, Sasha's led the MLS in assists these last two years.
He's a good guy?
He's a men's national team, either on the bench or a starter. The only thing that's kind of a bummer is that he's on the entering the tail end of his career.
Yeah.
But this is the MLS, and he's proven that this guy knows how to get this ball moving.
That's the only whiff I've heard is the fact that the guy's like 28 or something, or
he's
29 or whatever.
32.
Oh, so even, yeah.
He's 32. But
that's old for...
But
been playing since 15.
How he plays, it would be really, really old if he was like, I'm a winger and I'm supposed to sprint and be fast.
I love
his
winger.
Thing is in the middle. His thing is in the middle, passing the ball, giving it to those fast
Funny
guys.
Part is, I had to look to see if I know I thought that. Did I say that?
Am I talking out loud again?
My think mouth won't stop.
Some bizarre little tidbits of sports stories that happened while we were gone. Did you guys hear this story in regards to Daryl Strawberry?
No, I heard something.
I hope it's okay because Daryl's...
I heard in 89 he snorted all the coke.
He's been having a hard time.
No, this is, again, and this is...
Yeah, ministry.
This is him coming forward and speaking, and it goes into, it wasn't bad. It was just an admission of something, of a behavior that he had when he was playing.
Okay.
And then it goes to his addictive nature. And he said, this is how much of an addict I was. During Mets games, right, in the middle of the game...
Yeah.
He's playing whatever, and he'll see somebody in the stands. And he'll be able to see a couple of them. That one, and that one. Someone in the team would go and talk to these women.
And bring them to the...
Go to the dugout, or to the locker room.
He told us his story when he came in.
I don't remember. I don't remember him telling them.
Well, either way,
I want to hear it.
I remember him talking about the drugs and partying and all that, but the sex
thing. The ladies.
He came out and said that during games, in the middle of games, he would disappear into the clubhouse
and
have sex with these ladies.
Wow.
And then he goes, that was just to give you an indication of my level
during
of addiction.
During the game.
Yeah. During the game.
See, that's not the first time I heard that story. I think he told that to us when he was here. But yeah, I know that he's making bigger news now.
Yeah, I know the basis of Rat used to do that.
The only thing I make after making love is a Totino's. That's about it. Because I can't do anything else.
Double Andre did it.
Yes.
Kip Winger.
All right, and then we'll wrap it up with the Orlando Magic. Today, Houston Rockets are in town. We got the Cavaliers on Saturday, and then Tuesday of next week, we got the Dallas Mavericks.
And how about those Magic, man? They've really been... Oh, God.
Oh, God. Hey, the National Championship is on Monday, right?
Yes, it is.
Well, you think anyone will be there, like, I don't know, protesting for UCF or
no.
Or, you know?
Nope.
No, that'll be forgotten about by then.
No. Now, most people do believe that UCF probably is where they belong.
Yeah.
In the 6th, 7th rank because their schedule is so weak. The Auburn win was they could write it off as a fluke. Auburn didn't play well. Wet the bed, as Stephen A. said, but nobody will be there protesting.
Yeah, well, what you'll hear is the mouthpieces talking about that throughout the week. But again, as we get closer to the national championship game, that spotlight's going to go away from all these other games, and it's going to be focused on Alabama and Georgia, and in particularly after a weekend of NFL playoff football.
Hey, I think another story too, like a feel good story, and I believe it was the quarterback for Cincinnati. through a touchdown pass. And because he threw this touchdown pass, it made it because the Buffalo could get into the playoffs. And so now all these Buffalo fans are donating to a charity that he has.
Are you sure they're not donating just because he threw a touchdown pass?
No, they're just glad that he was able to put them into the playoffs. So they donated like thousands and thousands of dollars to say thank you for putting the Buffalo into the playoffs.
Which here I you go, Dalton.
Yeah.
He had to win it for another team to get money for his campaign.
Right.
Now, and then sometime this week, I think it's supposed to happen, the 0-16 Browns, they're going to have their parade.
Yeah, they have a parade.
They're having a parade for the 0-16 Browns.
Will anyone show up?
Why would you do that?
Because you're Cleveland and you have nothing else to root for. Your city sucks. Your team sucks.
Would you show up as a team and do that, though? Would you be proud of that?
If you did, I would show up with like a bag on my head.
Y'all really believe this, huh?
That's it. Yeah,
they talked about it, didn't they?
This is going to happen. The fans had to petition. They pulled the permit. That's what let them know that this is real. The guy paid for the permit, and the city let them pull it. And so it's with the permit and everything, they're supposed to have the 0-16 parade sometime this week.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough one. I don't know how you recover from that.
Damn.
And that's Monster Sports.
Thank you, Angel. All right, when we come back, it's time for Ross Thoughts. You're listening to the Mantra of the Morning. Thank you for going to our YouTube channel and subscribing. It does not cost you anything to subscribe to it. And we're over 5,000 people. We appreciate that. And go check it out because you're going to love it. There's new video up right now from today that you can check out.
Oh, we got to give our shout-outs, all right?
All right, well, you get the names and we'll do the shout-outs.
I got them right here.
Okay.
Dang it.
All right.
What happened? The stupid internet went out. How is it that we work for this grand company and we don't have internet in here?
I think it's because there's 70 million people on the Wi-Fi.
Right. That could be it.
Well, and they're all searching weather because it looks like the world is ending out there right now.
Is it really bad?
It's really bad.
So be careful when you're driving. Be careful on I-4.
All day it'll be
I would say the winds are at least 30. I just saw Sabrina just walked in, and I said it's bad out there because I was looking through Jack's office window, and the wind looks like a hurricane out there right now, but it's freezing.
So what you're saying, Jimmy, is we have one more day of vacation eating, partying-wise, right? Because this means afternoon delight, Netflix by 2 in the afternoon.
You know what?
I'm with you on that, brother.
I am 100% afternoon delight today.
Somebody is.
Absolutely.
All right, now it's time for
double laundry.
I mean, I'm going home to eat.
Yeah. That's what he said.
Now it's time for Ross Padgett to bring you Ross Thoughts.
Never knew that, huh? Is good, monsters in I-4 to 408. People out there driving!
I hope that
you are driving safely and slowly and all that. I just came from wrestling last night, man.
Yeah.
And it
was the first time you ever been to a live...
I've never seen that before. It was so cool.
Now, I would tell you, I've been able to see both, which is when back in the day, Ross, they never told you that it wasn't real. They never told you that. So when you would go, you would like, oh my God, this is, but it's still super entertaining.
Oh man, it's so awesome. It's so cool because it's still impressive. I got to say, Goldust. I became a new fan of Goldust because he was there last night.
Nice.
And I enjoyed him like
still around?
Dude, he's kicking it, he's killing it. He cracked me up because he's in this, like, onesie air vac suit with face makeup, and he's making jokes.
Yeah.
He was super funny. He was super awesome.
I mean, what choice does he have, right?
He started running around the ring, and then about 30 seconds in, he just stopped the guy and was like, yo, man, let me take a break. I'm getting pretty old. And then he goes up on the third rope, gets the people hyped up, shakes his head no. Goes back down the second rope. No, puts down to the front. You know, I'm just going to hit you guys. I thoroughly enjoyed wrestling.
Was that dark match or was that
the... It was the dark match. Yeah. I had no idea about the dark match.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was people leaving after SmackDown Live got recorded. Yeah. I learned so much about wrestling last night. I was so proud of myself because I entered a different cosmos of entertainment.
You did.
That I'll never be able to do.
All the sayings, people were yelling. You're like, man. What's going on? I don't even know what to say here.
Yeah, my
delete,
friends.
Delete, 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 delete.
Yeah, I do know the delete, but the Hardy brothers weren't there. But I wanted to dedicate my Ross thoughts to people who do not like wrestling. Because
all right, I'm listening.
I was just there. I was there 6 months ago going, I am not a fan of wrestling. They aren't the best of actors. The writing is, got some cheese on it. And then I started watching it, and I understand that it's not.
You're not supposed to
take it. It's not supposed to be that. Yeah.
It's supposed to be exactly what you're watching,
yes.
Which is just refined frosting, no bread, cake, entertainment.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And just laugh.
Just the sweets. But I laugh at it. There's very funny moments within the thing. I saw a guy get knocked out because he got blown in the face.
What?
Some guy just blew in his face. Yeah, I could have rephrased that better.
Yeah.
I could have done that. But he just exhaled on his face, knocked out.
What?
Loved it. I know.
You saw that?
I saw that.
Well, The Rock.
Whoa.
His elbow. Yeah. I mean, when he would hit people with this elbow, it was called the people's elbow, it would knock people out. Mm-hmm. I mean, this massive elbow.
I loved it, man.
There was a thing Stone Cold did. It would stun the hell out of you.
Yes.
And so the people who don't like wrestling, I've been in your shoes. I was just in your shoes. You and me used to be the same person. But you have to at the very least, respect it. You don't have to watch it, but you have to know that that is the best in the world at what they are doing in the ring.
And Ross, know this. All that stuff you see, though scripted, still hurts. Like, hitting the mat still hurts. Just going back and forth on the ropes, you still get bruises, you still hurt. It all hurts.
I thought it was
that's
so,
no joke.
It was so funny is that in the dark match, there's a full water bottle just whipped from Bobby Roode into Jinder Mahal's face. Clocked, boom, full water. It was a party. It was so much fun. And then I snuck in, my friend saw his manager, got us two great tickets, third row. And you see,
it's a different world to get that close, buddy.
It's a different world. You're seeing them communicate and put on this great dance. It's a dance.
No doubt.
It's a beautiful dance, man. I will say this, Jinder Mahal's butt cheeks look like 7-month-old balloons.
Okay.
The dollar store ones?
Yeah, yeah. Where they've shriveled up and they only have about a pound of air left.
Yeah, a pound of big old pecs, big dude. And then dude, what's going on with them cheeks, bro?
Nice.
You got yogurt-covered raisins for butt cheeks, dude. So, it was just so funny to me. I was loving it. People yelling, seeing Shane McMahon? Is it Shane McMahon,
Shane.
Right? Doing his little scuttle walking out.
Oh, yeah.
All the people, I think Orlando was a great audience too, because it sounded like we were giving them the goods and the chants and all of that. I gave a nuck to Shinsuke Nakamura.
What?
I think I'm butchering it, so I'll say it again for comedic purposes. I gave a nuck, a little dap to Shinsuke Nakamura, dude.
Woo-hoo!
The guy who looks like Stevie Aoki, but he's not.
Oh, right.
Dude, that guy was awesome. He's flipping around. Melting faces going down to the ring.
Then he DJs for a minute.
Oh, man. It was great. It was so much fun. So the people who don't like wrestling, I'm not telling you to watch it. But I am going to tell you, you got to stop making fun of it. Because they are making fun of it as they're doing it. It's part of the gig. It's the shtick. It's part of the charm that I fell in love with wrestling.
Aww.
It was so much fun. I had so much fun, and I understood it
more. And you got a t-shirt.
I got a t-shirt!
It's so cute. It's so cute to see you just reveling in this.
I felt like a little boy.
Most people go through this at 13.
I was playing golf with old people.
Dude,
when I
feel
13.
You. I'm so proud and happy for you. I just found out about Golden Corral.
Dude.
That's exactly
by
how
the
she
way,
feels about
I,
it.
I don't mean to spring this on you, but in just this last segment, your credit score has dropped 100 points.
Oh, man, I thought the haircut brought it back.
Haircut wrestling.
New shirt, new jacket.
Offsetting penalties.
But there was a moment, though, so my friend gets two tickets. There's three total of us, and we're going down to the third row. So Not going to say what I did, but we did the old switcheroony. Two people walk in, then you grab the two tickets, walk out, boom. It's also at the end of the match. Like, their seats are going to not be used.
Seats from kids, right?
And then all of a sudden, we're 2 minutes, 3 minutes into the seat, and an employee, the girl working ringside, walks up to him and goes, "Hey, guys, may I see your tickets?"
Oh, hell.
All right. I just stared at my friend.
Oh, you froze.
Well, not my tickets. Also, I was going to sacrifice myself as the guy who is not going to sit there because my two other friends are like, wrestling is life. My blood type is wrestling. Yeah. I will eat wrestling. I was going to go. And then my friend just stereotypically, awkwardly, just went, And then he scratched his head, like, out of a cartoon. And that's when I knew, like, oh, this is not good.
Just get up and leave.
Just say anything, dude. Lie. We threw one away, and he just went, no.
You refused? Your answer was to refuse the tickets?
Well, I just stared at my friend. The other friend just stared off into the distance as my friend just awkwardly drowned in just complete pure silence of... And then polish it off with a no. The woman looks.
It's not even an answer to the question.
It's not even an answer. She goes, "Can I see your tickets?" And then he finally goes, "No." And goes, "Can I see your tickets?" He pulls out two tickets. The girl goes, "There's three of you." And there he goes, scratching his head again. It's all awkward. And finally, the girl goes, "All right, guys, if someone does come back for your seats, I will tell you to move, but just stay right here."
Oh, that was cool.
It was awesome. Yeah. It was so cool, man.
Nice.
It was so much fun. And this is coming from a guy who I've never watched wrestling no more than 6 months ago, and I've put like 4 hours into. And I will call it a sport because... It's sports entertainment, man.
If it and does that to your butt cheeks.
That guy needs to do some squats or have some birthday balloons.
Some toning butter.
Oh, my God, man. It's intimidating dude. What is that, man? What is that, Jinder Mahal?
Two chicken chins.
Yeah, he can't poop well. There's no way. He has to put, like, four seats down or else he'll, like, fall in. There's very strange. But I loved wrestling. Shout out to wrestling fans. And even shout out to the people who don't like wrestling. This one's for you. You gotta at least respect excellence because all humanity just wants, we hunger for significance. And that was significant what I saw last night.
Yeah! Hey,
are you performing anywhere soon? Here?
Yes, I'm at the Hanoi Center in Maitland on the 18th.
I was about to say Hanoi. You're taking a trip.
You and Jane Fonda doing stand up.
Is that guy you were talking about on your thing going to be there at the Hanoi Center?
Mike Trout?
Shock of news.
Stop with this Mike Trout.
What? I just thought she was bringing up Mike Trout.
You crushing on Mike Trout, bro?
I'm not crushing on Mike Trout.
It sounds like you're crushing on Mike Trout.
He's got great forearms and that's it.
Yeah, no question. The guy's crushable.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not saying he's crushable. I'm not saying he's smashable.
What about his ass?
He's fantastic. Okay. Whatever, man. He's not a track. Okay, that's Ross thoughts.
You're listening to the Mantra of the Morning.
Radio Orlando on Facebook, brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC.
Hey, thank you for listening to the Monster of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. Savannah here today with Blog and Molly and Ross Padgett, and we're at 5,021 subscribers on our new YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Now you
want
to do a little shout out. If you go to YouTube, just go ahead and type in iHeart Monsters Radio, and it'll pop up, and you can subscribe to it. And then it'll let you know when something new and cool comes out. Who did you want to put a shout out to?
Yeah. I'm trying to find him.
I got
right
him
now.
Right here. We got Terrazzo guy. We got Kenny Greco, Harper Jr. Hoyt. Right there, we got Solstice.
Vincent! Snagalicious!
Snagalicious.
Yes, and Magic City Mayhem.
What's up, Snagalicious
Mayhem? Marcus Del Pozo?
Yes, Marcus Del Pozo. A lot of people loving the content on YouTube. We're so excited for you guys to be checking it out. Make sure to subscribe and hit that little notification button, and you're going to get just a ton of content. Good stuff.
There's stuff from today up there right now, so you can go check it out on our new YouTube channel. Dirty Jim, I know you said you're all packed up and ready to move, so all of your Christmas stuff is already put away, right? You didn't put it out.
Oh, that app. No. We put the tree up the night before.
Oh, you did.
And tore it down that afternoon. You got to remember, I'm living in a house of boxes now. I mean, I'm just dodging through. It's like a maze in my house right now.
Yeah.
We packed all the bowls. I can't even cook. Everything is packed. So I know, dude. I know. Yeah. It's brutal.
So I put all my Christmas stuff up yesterday, so it's all done. How about you, Carlos?
You know what?
I saw on Facebook.
Yeah, we put up most of the stuff throughout the last couple of days, but we wanted to keep it up. It was very hard for us to let go of Christmas this year.
Right.
Especially hard for my wife.
Yeah.
Because she loves it. Addicted to the Hallmark movies. I woke up this morning, she stayed up all night like packing stuff and doing
and
she's
terrible.
Watching the Hallmark movie.
They're horrible.
And she's like, I never found this one. It's about a prince that visits Christmasville.
God almighty.
And she loves them. They're hard for me to watch, but hey, it puts her in a good mood. She enjoys it. But we put up all the lights yesterday, and the house has so much Christmas stuff that we're packing it all up. It's over.
So I would think probably most people
By this weekend,
I think, right?
I got mine put up so fast.
Well, you didn't put anything up.
Well, because in my place, I'm not going to take anything down until after Monday.
Yeah, right.
But it's pretty neat because in my neighborhood, there's a crew of neighbors, and it looks like they do this together. It's like a thing that they all get together. They have the best like series of houses all lit up. It's about four of them, and it's like on the way out of my neighborhood. And day after Christmas, all the families were out, and they were taking stuff down. The only thing that's left, I think, on some of the houses is Christmas lights. But any of the inflatables, any of the big, big orchestrated things that are out front, all that stuff has been taken down.
Yeah, I'm a little sad about it. My house, I looked at it, and I was like, it looks sad. My house, you know, had all the lights.
It looks plain. I did leave some light. We have like one of these ficus trees, and I have like little white Christmas lights. I left those on because I'm like, okay,
that's okay. Yeah.
You can do that throughout the year, and you get little white lights. It looks fine.
I just realized that I have not watered my real Christmas tree in about 10 to 12 days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Am I good?
Yeah, it's a small fire hazard, but you'll be fine.
I'm chilling.
You got rats in there? Rats like to get in them trees when they're dried up.
Are you flirting with me?
Yeah. Is there a special day when you're supposed to put your tree by the road? Like
I know they have a bag for it, don't they?
Oh, is there?
Don't they have a trash bag or whatever you're supposed to do that?
Yeah, there is a bag that they use depending on what county you live in.
I saw Tom Van started a tradition of burning his Christmas tree in the front yard this weekend.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
I didn't say it was a good idea.
Oh, okay,
said he did it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm. It's Christmas felt a little off for me because I took some trips between there and not used to it, but it felt like it just flew by, man.
Yeah.
Really, really fast. I know it did for you, too.
Russ, what was your best Christmas gift?
I got a Ryobi pressure washer.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah. Shocking.
You know, it's funny, too.
But, wait till you crank that thing up.
Oh, why? I'm not going to do it.
Is it a crankable one? Or do you plug it in?
Electric. No.
Yeah, that's what I was. The joke
was.
Does
it have any power?
Yeah, 1300, probably 1350. Is that what it is?
I don't remember.
You guys are
2000.
Right now.
2000, really? For an electric? That's impressive.
I'll have to double check that.
Let me borrow it.
Adorable.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, Jimmy and Russ talking about
power tools.
Yeah, this is me and Carlos got presents. We got the same present.
You got a knife, right?
Oh, my God. There's a knife in front of me.
We all got knives here, man.
Yeah.
You ain't got one. I got an extra. Need it?
To fight you off. To defend myself.
If I can give you my little one.
My knife was my best present.
It's a little intimidating. Savannah's like using it as a pointer.
Yeah.
If I can give you my little ones.
Just help me out.
How about you, Ross? What was that?
I got this awesome watch from my girlfriend.
That's nice.
Right?
Very nice.
There is a curveball gift for my Christmas that was so sick. I went to a party. A white elephant gift. White, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The little stealing thing. There's this gigantic canvas, obviously wrapped. And it was like from one of my friends who I look up to who's been doing entertainment forever. I found out he was a painter. Now I have like a 50-inch by 35-inch canvas painting above my
bed.
Jason
Momoa?
Jason Momoa. I tried.
It's an abstract. It's just these awesome colors, and all the colors are really cool to me because purple, Orlando City, red, Liverpool Football Club. It was awesome.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Glorious.
Red.
Any gay shirt. I mean, there's a lot of things that can be associated with.
And then I got this awesome case for all of my watches. It holds five watches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool. Watch caddy.
Yeah. Does it rotate them to keep the perpetual motion thing going?
Yeah, you don't have that nice of watches. Is it kinetic, right? Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, something like
kinetic
that.
Watches?
Hey, one of the other things that made perpetual news, I write down the six things to talk about. So two of the things we hadn't got to yet, and it was kind of funny. This made news over the weekend where a guy was upset because he was on Jeopardy. And have you seen this?
It's so good.
And he's like really white, like real, really white guy. And the answer was supposed to be Gangsta Paradise, you know, because it was like, what's the song by Coolio?
Yeah.
And he said Gangster Paradise, and they didn't give it to him.
No, but that's how Alex rolls. Yeah. I mean, they are sticklers. I've seen many thousands of dollars lost on a plural.
Man,
really?
This guy lost $3,200 because he said gangster and not gangsta.
Yeah,
and,
but I've seen them also be, you know, pretty lenient on other things where I'm like,
but
oh, okay.
Did he say gangster or gangsters?
He said
gangsta. He said gangster paradise. Or
see, he left the S out. I think he would have...
Hold on, I don't know about that part of it. Hold on, let me read words. He said he put the ER at the end instead of gangster.
He hard R'd it.
He hard R'd it.
Yeah,
and
had
so,
an S.
You can't hard R it, man.
So, of course, the news went right to Coolio to find out what Coolio thought about this.
Right.
And Coolio said he thought it was funny, but that was a message to white people. You got to start getting it right. he's like, white folks, I ain't
mad
at you.
He took time out of welding to tell you that, did he?
He said, I ain't mad at you, but you know, you gotta get it right. It's gangster paradise, not gangster paradise. So, do you think they should have given it to him?
No.
They, look, I'm a Jeopardy psycho. I've seen them wreck dudes and girls for way less than that. I mean, like really, really nitpicking.
It's a different song. That would be a different song. Like, when I picture that song, I see the AS, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I see an acoustic guitar. Gangster's Paradise.
Yes.
Right. There's the guy that guessed it. You know, he can you see? I don't know.
It's
Stuart Little grown up.
Right.
I don't think the issue was the STA versus the STER. I think the issue was the S.
Yeah.
If he would have said gangsters instead of gangster.
Yeah.
I think he would have gotten the point.
And here's the thing. Here's a little known fact about this video. There's never been anybody hotter, and I don't mean Jason Momoa hot, I mean sweating hot, than the big fat guy who sings the chorus in this. He's sweating and wiping his forehead the entire
LB.
Video.
More than Big Pun?
LB, yes.
LB.
As Michelle Pfeiffer stares at him on the crosswords chair.
He's rapping over a hot dog cart.
Yeah. He's been standing most of my sweat.
Yeah, look, when you look at the song in our system here, I mean, there's no question. The song's name is Gangsta's Paradise. It's not Gangster's Paradise or Gangster Paradise. It's Gangsta's.
Is it in possession?
Apostrophe S.
Apostrophe, okay.
Also, over the weekend, something made big news was Matt Lauer, of course, now is not on the Today Show anymore, and they gave the job to Hoda. How did you say
Cosby?
Is it Cotby?
Yeah, Hoda Kotb.
Kotb. They gave it her. So now, for the first time, you have two female hosts of the Today Show. I think
got a lot of play online or on television this week. I watched more TV this last break than ever, and a lot of people, even out of network people, were congratulating her for that move because it's such a big deal for women.
And you know what was kind of odd is that they, you know, it was on the Today Show, and on the Today Show they reported and let everybody know that Matt Lauer contacted her. Hoda to say congratulations, and of course, you know, he was kicked off and he was fired for sexual what was it called? It was like miss
doings.
Yes.
Doings.
Now, he did send the text with an eggplant emoji.
And
is it weird that they report on what Matt Lauer does?
Well, he's going through a divorce, isn't he? Isn't he being left, or is that tabloid stuff?
I don't know.
Yeah, he is getting divorced.
His old lady booted and put the boots to him. And, of course, he's got that big-ass spread up there.
Yeah.
So that's gone bye-bye.
Is it odd that they report on what he says or who he congratulates?
I think it has value to know that a guy who, you know, who was vilified, rightfully so, you know, after being kind of America's male sweetheart for a while, you could say the Momoa of America, and then have him, you know, offer... his congratulatory thanks on a phone. I mean, that's kind of news, I guess.
And here's the thing, guys. All these people we're talking about, as much as we've sat here and said, oh, they're done, they're over, they'll all be back. Yep. Every single.
You don't think Matt's dunzos?
No. I think another network or another channel, another person will pick him up, and you'll go, oh, yeah, I remember when Matt did that thing. And then you'll move on. Black Mirror, first episode. Remember that? Remember how shocking things were?
Yeah.
We, as a society, are less and less shocked by things. So when we're about letting people move on if they messed up, paid for it, and the whole world knew it, you know?
Yep, like Logan Paul.
Obviously some of these things these guys did are horrific, especially with the younger kids and stuff like that. But I just don't see in this day and age that anybody is all the way out.
I think Lauer's done. I think Lauer's done. The only way he's coming back is like a big goofy mustache glass costume and a wig.
I seriously, I think we'll see Matt Lauer again.
What's the timetable?
5 years?
No, way less than that.
Way less than 5 years.
This is a bold statement here.
Way less than that. I think we'll see it within a year or two.
Well, obviously, it's still hot news, and this weekend is there's a Golden Globes. Is that what it is? I think the Golden Globes are this weekend. A lot of the actresses are saying, let's all wear black in order to...
make it less racist.
to stand up for a change. I forgot what it was.
Changes in attitudes. And I think they even started a new hashtag, and it's not
hashtag less racist.
No. What's the hashtag? Me too. It's not me too. It's like new change or something like that.
If you haven't seen the new Chappelle stand up yet, he talks about all this in the most brilliant of ways. And the only way he can do it.
His vernacular, huh?
Yeah, and they're just
killing
it. It's classic. I mean, these two ones that he released were, I think, way better than the first two.
Killing them softly, classic. Yeah, for real.
I agree.
The baby
in the trash can.
That's
probably my favorite punchline of all time.
You went to go see Kevin Hart over the week, and it was New Year's Eve, right?
It was New Year's Eve at the CFE Arena. Shout out to everybody at the CFE Arena, Dana, and everybody out there treated us really well. And
did he go long, or was it?
It was kind of. It was about 10. He went an hour and a half, I think.
Did he really?
Yeah, and show started at 7.
Was there an opener?
There was 3 openers.
Oh, wow.
And the show started at 7. What time do you think it started? Or the show was supposed to start at 7. What time do you think it started?
8:15.
Around 8:15. Because really, everybody was still in line around 7 o'clock.
If the line's on BPT.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I mean, the show better be on BPT.
Would we know any of the opening acts for Kevin Hart?
No, they're all really great comedians. Actually, a couple of the guys have been with Kevin since the beginning, because I remember they were in studio with us. But there's a couple guys on some TV shows who were really funny. One of the jokes they talked about was like, if you're over 35 years old and you said the show started at 8, I bet you were sitting in your seat at 8 o'clock looking, going, hey man, when are they going to start the show?
Oh, that would have been me, yeah.
If you're under 21 years old, you're not even here yet.
No, you haven't even left. You're still in the shower.
And your whole day was planning this one thing. And retelling jokes is kind of sad, but telling stand-up jokes, but it was really funny. Kevin Hart is a master. We see him every day on Instagram. We see him every movie. We see him on TV shows. He's everywhere. Yet, he is still able to go in there and tell unique and fun stories.
Yeah.
Seen every single one of his stand-ups. What a talent.
Did he mention Jumanji, go see the movie, any of that kind of stuff?
These guys are smart, man. They don't get to that position without knowing that you have to promote your own stuff.
Did you see what he did over the weekend Christmas? His kids couldn't fly out to go see snow.
There was you go.
He paid to have snow brought to L.A., and they had a huge field. Not a little field. A huge field.
In Malibu.
Filled with snow.
Yeah.
How expensive?
It's zero cost to him, because your movie's number one, your agent, the studios. What do you want for Christmas,
Kevin?
Yeah,
more publicity.
What do you want? Well, I normally am in Aspen this time of year. He talked about this. He's normally in Aspen because the only black family in Aspen at this time. And they asked him what he wanted. He said, can you bring the snow to me? So that was zero charge to him, probably, because his movie is number one in the third week. What it cost?
What do you think it cost? Snow brought to Malibu.
Tens of thousands.
Yeah, I don't know, but somebody right now is going, that's really bad for the environment. I think we should protest, and we should be like anti-Kevin Hart.
You're right.
It's happening. I'm telling you, it's happening, especially in California.
If you're a movie promoter and you get a superstar stand-up to be part of your movie, I think, like, promotion-wise, that's genius.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this guy's going to be in front of 10,000 people every single night for the next 4 months, and he gets to promote his movie that may only have 3 weeks in the box office, but right. his ability to promote it, unrelentingly, he can do whatever he wants. It's not like a guy on a TV show yep. who has to do the script. He right. can do 10 minutes if he wanted.
Yep. Jimmy, tell people about this Friday, you and Ross Pageant and Deborah Roberts. And
yeah, brand new show. Brand new show called The Jim Colbert Show, 3 to 7. Myself, Ross Sauce, Deb Roberts, and Jack Bradshaw bringing a whole new vibe to that time slot. We're really looking forward to it. We'd love your support. We have a Facebook page that need likes, so hop on over there. It's called The Jim Colbert Show.
And Ross, you have a show coming up on the 18th, you say?
That is true. It's at the Hanai. It's a word that I cannot pronounce.
A word? Trust me, I have a lot of those.
Hanai Theater Center over in Maitland. I'm there on the 18th.
All right, very nice. And then Savannah, you'll be at Gatorland today?
Today is my day off, but in lieu of that, you can check out Gatorland vlogs on your YouTube. Subscribe to my channel. It's doing really, really well for one person doing every single thing on the channel.
Who's that?
Who's the person?
Me.
Oh, okay.
And then Angel L. What the hell's Angel listening to on Friday night?
Friday night.
Best music in town is Angel.
Yeah, yes. from 10 till midnight. Carlo?
Check me out on social media. I'm always posting funny, stupid, crazy clips, and that's To The Top Carlos. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you can find me.
And do me a favor, go to our brand new YouTube channel. It's iHeart Monsters Radio. It's going great. These guys have done an awesome job on it, and there's new stuff up today that you can check out.
Yeah, brand new segment today that we just talked about is up, and it's, let's see here. Savannah's Visits, a Magical Place.
There you go. So subscribe today. We do appreciate that. Stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters. At 3 o'clock is the one and only Jim Phillips from the Phillips Thaw. Then it's Tom and Dan. Then it's the Real Laughs with Monster Comics. We're back tomorrow to do our thing. From Dirty Jim, Angel Blog, and Molly, Ross Pageant, Savannah, and Carlos Navarro.
And the leader of this mess of merry man, Russ Double Andre Rollins.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We ain't got to go home.
But we got to get the hell up out of here.
World.
$1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.